That's actually true.
That would be that we're live right now.
Oh, somebody announce us.
Hello.
Welcome to Crippled System, episode 139.
Oh. Hey-o.
Of our podcast.
Yay!
Yay! I'm finding the perfect spot for the audience.
Reasonably certain that's a prime number.
Woo!
You're a prime number.
Well, 137's a prime.
Huh?
Isn't that usually your thing to know whether it's a
yeah,
prime number?
Yeah, I'm reasonably certain 139's a prime number. Because it's not divisible by 3, because...
It doesn't add up to 9.
Right.
Or it doesn't add up to a number divisible by 3.
Right, and it's obviously not even, so 2, right. 4, and 6, and 8 are right out.
Sure.
It's not divisible by 9, because it doesn't add up to 9. It
doesn't cut in half.
Doesn't cut to 5.
Yeah.
Prime number!
We'll call it a prime
number. I'll ask the internet. We'll
unless it's divisible by something weird, like 17 times, right. You know,
well, it can't
6
be
or something.
Out
six,
of the last 2 episodes.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
The only one it could do is... 7, but if it's not divisible by any of the other ones...
140 is divisible by 7, so there's no way that 139 is divisible
right.
by 7.
There you go.
So,
prime number.
Figured it out.
Boom. Lawyered.
You're welcome.
That was exciting.
We went through this 2 episodes ago.
Right, but I was very certain that time. This one I forgot to check, so it was on the fly.
Prime numbers. Prime numbers can
do you guys suck. Do an intro anymore? Also, you're not running our death clock, Andy.
That's why we needed the buffer.
The 5-minute buffer.
Now the 5-minute warning is a 3-minute warning.
30-second warning.
Yeah.
We just.
I'm in control over here.
When it goes off, when it goes off, we panic.
I'm gonna do this right now.
When it goes off, that's when it becomes the B-sides, right?
I don't understand.
That's when the audience gets to make their turn.
Nope, we'll just cut it right now.
New one.
And we're done. Hooray.
And that's the podcast.
I get to go home and masturbate. I mean, welcome back.
And my name's...
So today I asked Brian with the...
you meant intros, as in us talking, telling
like,
who you...
say who we are.
Oh, yeah.
What the topics were, and he said porn. So I assume that's something that we will be talking about tonight.
About porn?
I can't do that because I have been warned.
Oh,
to not talk
the
about
best
anything.
Part is that Jeremy's mic has not been on this entire time.
Well,
crap. Yeah. I'm sure somebody's picking.
I'm sure somebody picked me up.
The
I'm
other 5
loud.
Microphones heard him fine.
Yeah,
probably.
Didn't you once turn me off?
Wait a
and
minute.
I was still the loudest member of the podcast. I feel like that happened once.
That's pretty much normal.
I thought he
well,
once.
Why
didn't he once
you
turn
on?
You on too?
I was. I think I've been banned from talking about anything pornographic.
Oh yeah, you are actually off the.
Was it
yeah.
terrible?
It was not.
I
yeah.
remember you talking about porn. It was just talking about your genitalia.
Yeah,
you weren't there. It was at Pegasus. If there was somebody there, I probably would have got kicked out.
Gotcha. Maybe. All right, that's fine enough.
Right, well, you didn't have to go to a creepy place.
And at Who's the Boss yesterday as well.
That was different. It wasn't about animals.
So are you like a brony? Is that
no? It was a comparison that I made between feeling. Thinking something was a really good idea when you started and then realizing as you're like partway into it that it's really bad. Like you just shouldn't do it. Animal porn.
And we are ready for announcements.
And announcements.
This is personal experience?
No, I mean maybe I'm just a man of stories.
Do we have
Whose
any announcements?
Do we have Katie's party?
Yeah.
We're inviting the world.
Okay, everyone show up to my house.
Except there's 2 of you who can't come, we'll tell you at the door. Everyone else is welcome.
Well, as a general rule, if you have previously made puke angels, are you...
No, he's only invited if his cohort in crime comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, something tells me Newbie would not be able to keep up with him as a dad of 2 now.
Yeah.
Of 2?
2.
Doesn't he?
No, he's got 1 kid.
He's got
only
1
kid?
Yeah.
Jeremy recently had a 2nd kid. That's what I was thinking of.
Yes.
I was thinking Jeremy.
Yes.
But Newbie also has a new child, but it's his first.
So everyone come to Katie's party.
Yay!
I'm
Nathan.
I ask if we do that anymore.
I'm Nathan!
No.
Hi, Nathan. I'm Katie.
I'm Jeremy, Valiant Forward of the Forums.
I don't know who I am. I think I'm Brian.
If you haven't introduced Brian. Yourself yet, there's a 66% chance your name is Brian.
Who are you, bearded man?
Oh, I didn't know Brian actually introduced himself.
Brian.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
My name is Andy.
And then he said he thought his name was Brian, so that was his introduction.
Now I'm torn because I'm a bearded man and I'm Brian.
And
am I Andy or am I Brian?
It's very
he already said Andy, though.
I like it when Jeremy gets lazy and starts resting the microphone on his stomach.
I'm the only one that doesn't have a hover mic.
That's
so.
like putting a bowl of chips on your chest.
Just scooping it in.
At some point, you get fat enough that it works in your advantage.
I don't know that...
Yep, it does. It's as sexy as you think it is.
You want to switch mics?
I don't believe I said it was sexy. I don't remember saying that.
He's weighing the pros and cons. Being attractive, handy table. One of those is more important than the other. I can keep things in my belly button like a purse. That comes in handy.
It is like a...
That's it. If I get mugged, I still have bus fare. No one wants to sleep with me, but I have bus fare.
And the fatter you get, the more it becomes just like a line, so it's almost like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, okay, that becomes like a journey of discovery.
And you can make a mouth like making the folds on your belly, and they can talk, and your nipples are like the eyes, and you make the torso face.
Yeah, that's the YouTube thing. You just like paint the eyes on your nipples, and then you've got the, you've already got the mouth, so you don't need anything. You're just like,
my eyes naturally look like nipples.
Oh, really?
Is that not normal?
They're very piercing. Must be cold in here.
That was really clever.
I
like that.
I do that a lot. Yeah, really clever.
Nobody likes a hot shot.
Put me in my place.
That's Katie's job. She spends a lot of time doing that.
If the opposite happens when she plays Mysterium, though. Then you get to put
then
her
you get,
in her
Then
place.
You put her... Wait, except she gives... My understanding is that she gives so much table talk that you still win.
I don't know. When we played, it was the most terrible thing. I didn't know that
we
ghosts
won.
Could get drunk and stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they
drunk
can.
And stupid. Yeah.
Whatever.
You can't table talk as the ghost?
She did, though.
That is such cheating.
This is the instructions I was giving, is you get three crows and you draw cards. And so I thought that as you drew a card, you had to hand out that card to somebody.
She was drawing cards one at a time. She was the worst ghost ever.
And just, okay.
And making that work for the person she gave it to. I drew a card, you get this card.
Yeah, and sometimes I was like, well, this is just a shitty card, so I guess you? Like,
it's really not right.
No, it's not.
But those were the instructions.
Hey,
I
when
was
everyone's
doing.
Drunk playing with Ethereum, it makes a lot of sense. Did you want this mic?
No, I'm fine.
All right, sorry.
Unless I'm, like, way too loud.
He's practicing.
No, you're fine. I'm just, I don't know if.
I'm comfortable. I can do this all day.
He's
all
right. Used to this pose right here.
Yes.
The double fist.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? You're married to me.
Katie's got a dick.
I know. That's where that joke goes. Is it still funny? It is still funny, apparently.
How do you know?
Was Jeremy's fetish pegging? I forgot.
The internet will never know.
I don't know how they don't know. Because we've said it like a million times.
Times on air.
Hold on. If you come to Katie's party, you might find
you
out
might
what
find
the
out.
Show, the fetish
that
is.
That is the first time it was ever spoiled was at a Christmas party at my house.
Yep.
Katie got really drunk and just explained to the room.
Yep. And then everybody went.
And then everyone was what?
Everyone's like, that's not really a thing.
That's not what I was thinking at all. Yeah.
Yesterday at Who's the Boss, I did explain how docking works with a foreskin. So if we see
Jeremy's
face turn red.
Yeah, I mean, how would docking work without foreskins?
Yeah,
well, I
that's
mean, like,
really the more.
You just smoosh.
One and only one.
That's not docking,
then.
That's more like coming alongside each other, the two boats.
You would have to get a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, that's what foreskins are.
That's what the foreskin is.
Well, but if you didn't have foreskin.
That's so an artificial foreskin.
Yeah.
Have you taken it to the level where, like, one person pees? And sees how long they can hold that.
You
balloon.
Are not allowed to talk about things.
So, speaking of Who's the Boss, other than docking conversations, how was Who's the Boss?
It was.
Some of us were there.
It was. Yet nobody else other than Brian was there.
Yep, I was there.
No.
Good job, Brian.
Good job, Brian.
Brian was good.
Wrong Brian.
No, Who's the Boss was legit. It was a good time.
Good.
It was probably one of the better ones I've been to.
I was going to stop by because I was visiting my mom.
I was going to stop by too.
Well, I was coming back into town. I texted both John Acker and Brian Kerr saying, is the event still going on? But you both were obviously doing things and didn't respond mm-hmm. fast. And by the time I had driven by,
gotcha.
I got the responses. I'm like, well, damn it, now I'm home.
Yeah, there was like somebody from New Jersey came up.
Wow.
Like he timed
Stubbs.
It so that he.
I was gonna say that's a heck of a drive.
Yeah, he timed it so that he was visiting family at the same time, but it was pretty legit. He
yeah, that's cool.
got to meet a bunch of people and experience the garbage of Who's the Boss.
It's
I got a Glacier King up to Armor 28.
Nice.
He's Xerxes time shifted.
That's pretty bad times.
Sinker. That's the one. I was like, I was. My opponent had Vlad 2 and time shifted him. Didn't even care.
Doesn't like, matter. Whatever. Doesn't even matter.
Boogeyman that. But it was a good time. I think Andy has the numbers of how much was raised that day, too.
Yeah, yep. We raised, for just toy donations, was $550.
Nice.
Approximately, you know. And then for cash donations, after all the expenses and things were paid for, it was $690.
Nice.
Yeah. So when John threw, because John delivered the toys to the Toys for Tots.
Yes. Right?
Did he just like throw the money at the in the bundle?
No,
too?
That's being donated online.
Oh, gotcha.
Through the Marines website.
Did Ben Langwin?
No.
What?
No.
Did he not show up?
Mind blown.
No. Ben Lang showed up. Ben Lang got a lot of points. Rick Way beat, destroyed him, actually. Beat him by like 6 points.
I don't know. I feel like Rick probably cheated.
We all know Rick. I mean, that seems like a thing. Rick's
unbelievable. Ben fucked me out of a game. We had said we were going to play in the last round, and this is my life, okay? This is what happens.
Jesus.
This is why I don't buy cans anymore, because they go down like water.
That's because you're drinking Miller Genuine Draft.
Hey, if you drink 13 of these on your own,
it's almost
is
like
that
a
why
shot.
You got 12?
That's why I weigh the number that I do.
You drink a baker's dozen.
Basically. Well, no, I had two at the draft house before I got here. Oh. And then I picked this bad boy up at a place called the Wine Cellar.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a place, yeah, it specializes in craft beer and wine.
Yeah.
So here I go in.
Looking for this.
I'm just like, okay, it's a 12-pack of cans. I'll go for it. So I walk up to the counter, and this guy's like explaining where the hops came from in this beer this other guy bought, and I just slammed down a 12-pack. He's like, so you pulled the wear the band's t-shirt to the concert, didn't you? And I was like, yep, no, I don't care. This is just my, get on my level.
This is my life.
So I paid it, and I walked out, and I was like, I was going to buy two women. He's like, we're beer geeks here, not beer snobs. We don't judge. I sold it, and I'm like, yeah, probably, this thing probably expired in 1998 based on how many people go in there to buy that. But it was an emergency beer run.
There you go. That guy was at our Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That guy's off air. I need to understand how he met Jordan, because it seems like a really weird.
He met Jordan through me.
Okay, how did he meet you? I don't want to know.
His wife drinks a lot.
My ex-wife.
Okay, there we go.
My ex-wife drank a lot.
All right.
He used to be a wine.
Wait, which, I was going to say, you could just preface
his
wife.
Wives have drunk
my wives all drink a lot. I drive women to drink.
Yeah, that's a pattern I wasn't going to point out.
we all let that one go, Jeremy.
No, I refuse. But anyway, he used to be a wine distributor, and he was working at a wine, like a beer festival, but with wine. It's more classy, and there's like plated hors d'oeuvres. It's the same basic thing, though. We were at one of those, and then we hung out with him for like an hour
wine
or two
tasting.
And got to know him. It wasn't a tasting, though.
Because you didn't taste it?
No, we tasted it.
So it's a wine tasting.
That's where you smell it and like
that, yeah,
try
that's
to like
different.
Get the misting
and
off
you get
of
like,
it.
And you get like a little tiny hit of like the four wines that they sell at that vine, that vineyard. Like it's not the same.
Oh, you go to shitty wine tastings.
Well, there are different kinds of wine tastings, but like the ones at the vineyard are more like that. Whereas the thing we were at was like 30 wine distributors, each of who had like 30 wines, and I fell over walking home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I never had the taste for wine,
but delicious.
This is my favorite beer, so I guess
that's you sure you didn't have
your favorite
a bad
beer?
Wine?
It is. I will drink this shit. I own. I could actually
I'm a High
wear,
Life
I could,
man myself.
I could
if you're gonna
MGB
go Miller
wardrobe every day of the week.
If you're gonna go Miller, I like High Life.
I don't like High Life because they did that whole commercial series where it was like the fat black guy. He's like, now you're living the high life. I
you
was
like,
I would
people?
Be just fine.
He's dead.
Oh, he is.
He died recently.
Well, probably
what?
From all the
yeah.
bullshit beer.
Yeah, the guy that did all the. Did all the High Life commercials. He died like within the last like 2 years.
There goes that marketing campaign.
Yep. I need headphones.
Ugh, it's warm in here.
And they're far away.
No. It's not warm here at all.
It's not perfect.
It is, yeah, it is cool in here.
I'm taking my pants off then. No?
None of us is stopping you.
No,
not a single person trying to stop you.
The fact that none of you tried to stop me actually worries me more.
We all want
that
it for different
to.
Reasons.
To be fair, we did all watch.
Could you... Nate, can you grab my headphones right there?
Fine.
Sorry.
Why can't we get Brian doing? He's sitting on the outside.
I think he's fucking with Nate because he wants to walk around with a fat guy, and then Nate's got to be like, ugh, tuck it in, because if his dick rubs against me, it'll get immediately hard and then it'll pass out.
That's too tiny to do that.
I think right now Brian is better at the microphone than Nate.
What?
No, maybe not.
What? Do you want a beer to recover from that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was happening. A nice yeah. thing to say.
Nate's still upset about the whole Candy Crush yeah, thing
also
earlier.
Yeah. Candy Crush
yeah.
So you find a dwarf village, and all the dwarves are just saying, lolly-ho, just constantly. Every dwarf you talk to is like, lolly-ho, lolly-ho, lolly-ho. And then you go and talk to one of the guards, and the dwarf guard is like, lolly-ho is our password. And that makes me laugh every time I replay Final Fantasy IV.
I don't know what that means.
Final Fantasy II.
It's 4.
It's 2.
So anyway, I was going to tell you.
I have played all of them now, so now that I've played the actual 2 and 3.
Coordinator drinking, because I drink last week. All right,
that's fair. Every time I come here, I drink. Either I drink or I'm drunk. It's one or the other. I show up and roll out of my car. Yeah. It's what I need to get on this podcast.
That's understandable.
Yeah, that's how she feels, too. But Brian had never heard of... First of all, Brian had never played, apparently, or heard of...
I probably... When I was younger, I played it for a few minutes and got bored.
4. And furthermore, he had no idea where Nate's forum name
My name is
from.
An enigma.
His name... Literally, his picture is a picture of Rydia, and his handle is Rydia.
I
fan.
Figured it was some random Japanese anime nonsense thing, and
That's
he just...
That's
what
I thought, too.
Yeah,
I did something clever... And I can't take credit because it was somebody else's idea. But JuneCon, he told me to do this. So when I signed up for the Five Fingers forums, I had young Rydia as my avatar.
Yeah.
And then I posted for a while. And then I just stopped checking Five Fingers for like 6 months just because I didn't give a shit. Like right. I go through phases where I just ignore a forum.
Sure.
And then when I came back, I switched my avatar to the adult Rydia.
Nice. That's actually really clever. Yes. I like that. In the game, she disappears. She falls off a boat, as I recall.
She gets, yeah.
Swallowed
yeah.
by a sea
Leviathan, yeah.
And then she comes back as an adult with powers, with more powers. Theoretically, she can summon as a child, right?
But you have to level not her. Even theoretically. She can summon as a child. She just has, like, two... She
crappy
has like
summons.
Shitty summons.
It's
as
like
a kid,
chocobo.
She summons
and...
one good thing once, reflexively, but then after that, you just have, like, chocobo.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. But anyway, I thought it was funny that Brian had never heard of it. And so we were talking about Nathan and his love of... I was saying it's not the best Final Fantasy, but it is probably my favorite. It's very fun. I have very fond memories of it. And even when I go back... I went back and played like a ROM of it or something fairly recently. And I was like, you know, the graphics really aren't that bad.
No, the graphics are... Well, the Super Nintendo style graphics that...
They hold up better.
The 2 and 3, as Americans had, hold up well. And I think... Because we're very similar ages. I think it also was around the time when we first would have gotten interested in those kinds of games. Like, it was the first game that I did, like, different runs with. Like, one thing that I would do was actually, just because she was so awesome, once I got Rydia, I would kill my other three characters.
I played just Rydia.
And just and solo the game with her.
Yeah.
Just have her go through and just I soloed the moon with her and everybody else just dead.
That's pretty hardcore.
It was pretty fun. But
it's weird.
I always thought when it came to popular, like, opinion on Final Fantasies, it was, like, a toss-up between 3 being the real good one and then 7 being the fake good one. 7, I've heard, as the popular choice for the best Final Fantasy.
It's the people's choice.
The people's choice.
Yeah.
3 U.S. or 3 actual 3?
3 U.S. So 6 actual.
6 actual.
With Kefka and everything.
Okay.
3 is really goddamn good, and then I hate it because of the end game, because it does something that several of the Final Fantasies do that is a game breaker for me, which is that by the end of the game... Every single character is identical.
Can do everything.
And I'm like, well, then, you know, they lose their individuality as far as tactical choices as
they
making
do.
A team.
I just love the story. I love that basically the world gets destroyed. Well, the world gets destroyed, like, you know, halfway through.
Also that, like, I remember the first time I played Final Fantasy III as a kid. Like, I get to that part. I'm like, oh, he's going to destroy the world. We're going to stop him. But this has been, like, this is really short. Like, this was shorter than the previous Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
It's way shorter than I expected.
You're still a good 30-ish, but it's still shorter than...
But, you know, it was long enough that, like, now it would be considered a long game, because games take you 4 hours to beat nowadays.
Yeah.
But it seems shortish, but you're like, all right, we're off to go stop him, and then you lose, and he destroys the entire world, and you're like, well, fuck.
You're down to one party guy.
Game's got balls.
Yeah.
Back when games had balls.
I am excited for the 7 remake. I watched a video today, like, the graphic. The
remake of 7?
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely the people's
choice. They changed the fight system, though.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, but the fight system was never, like...
It was not amazing.
7 has a good plot. It has good characters, you know. The whole Aerith thing, you know, it's good stuff.
I still really like 10. Not X2. Let's not get crazy.
I've heard 10-2 is terrible.
But I really do like 10.
Well, in my opinion, as far as games were considered, I thought that, or at least I feel that Final Fantasy VII, that Aerith scene, was like the very first moment that something in the game happened that emotionally affected all gamers across the globe that played it. That was the first resounding, like, terrible moment in your life because you kind of...
Question came.
It was one of those
what
big...
What happened?
So the main character is being mind-controlled, basically. Like, he's almost, like, sleepwalking. And he goes and he finds the love interest out, you know, by a lake, and he's going to go kill her. And she talks him down, and she uses the power of love, and she's like, no, it's me, you know, I love you, you love me, don't do it. And he overcomes it, and he drops the sword, and he breaks free, and it's this big dramatic thing, and then the villain just stabs her through the fucking heart from behind and goes, ah, suck a dick, and she's dead forever.
It's really mean. It was like the
like,
best arranged marriage you'd ever seen. You were like, I can envision myself having children with this woman.
And then
the first penetration you get to experience with her is somebody's sword through her chest, and but, not your penis
through her vagina.
Well, if you put your penis through your chest, that doesn't seem like it would be
at least it
either.
Would be one a one-time good thing, right? I mean, like, once.
Would it? I don't know. Would it? Like,
it would also affirm that you would have the hardest dick in the world because you'd have to get past the rib cage.
Right.
Or the smallest needle-thin dick in the world. You just avoid it. The ribs. Yeah.
Now I'm never... Whenever I, like, think of Waterboy and, like, the little... The face of the dude who's like, needle dick, now I'm going to see your face every time.
Victory is mine.
Yeah, it's bad.
The thing about Seven, though, the dick move they did with Aerith was... At least, like, Rydia, she disappears earlier in the game, and you can't, like... She has a skill cap. Like, she only learned, like, these four spells and these two summons because you're supposed to lose her around level 15 or so. Sure. You can level Aerith all the way up to 99. She gets all these skills. She gets a final ultimate limit break. Like, they made it seem as if she was a character you kept all the way through.
Right.
And then just probably through the game, they're like, nope, fuck you. And yeah, the way they are so brutal emotionally.
Well, and then you have, like, what, two other female characters where you can, like, you felt that connection and then you feel like you have to, like, get involved with one of the other ones, like, emotionally, and it just doesn't connect.
At the Golden Compass, or the Golden Saucer, I ended up going on a date with Barrett.
Yeah, exactly. You choose Barrett every time.
Well, I didn't even choose, because, like, it's subconscious. Like, they have you talk to people, and just the way your dialogue goes, the game chooses a date for you, and I always went on the bro date with Barrett. Just, I don't know what about my answers made me not hang out with the girls.
I have some theories.
Yeah. Well, Cloud did cross-dress for a major plot point in that game. Like, there's a whole sequence where, to solve the puzzle, you have to be a tranny.
And you have to make it so he doesn't notice that you're one.
Yeah, you have to be a passable ladyboy.
Exactly.
And Seven's the first game where they really have long video thing just added. You're playing the game and then now you have to watch like a 5-minute video.
Like cutscenes,
crazy.
Yeah.
The cinematics, yeah. I mean, it was cinematic. Like, the level of it was like a film. Just because it was the first one on a CD, so they could shove all that shit into there.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like games like Mass Effect and Knights of the Old Republic and Dragon Age wouldn't exist in the way they are now if it weren't for the way that Final Fantasy VII made you emotionally connect with the game. And now, if Brian ever gets a chance to travel back in time, he'll just burn down Square's entire headquarters
before they make
Mass Effect 3.
So he won't ever make Mass Effect 3, and then Brian will be a happy person. That was when Brian lost his soul.
Yeah, that was it.
That's his cover story. He's claiming.
Stick with the cover story, Brian. Yeah.
So, who's the boss at? How many people show up for it?
22. Nice.
Yeah. I ended up, just to give a quick cap of the casters that I got, I had Fiora 2 right away, and I almost fire-stepped into Keith's P. Magnus to kill him. I just needed to crack an 8 on the fire roll, and I cracked a 5.
Is fire-step into Keith's P. Magnus a euphemism?
Oh,
it really sounds like a euphemism.
It kind of does.
It was. The look on his face looked like what that would look like, I guess, if I jammed it up his butt. But which was
Thoughts, Katie?
I'm enjoying Katie.
I'm just gonna play Candy Crush.
Well, that's you. Just I should have grabbed you a bottle of wine or something while I was there.
Where's the vodka I gave you last week?
Yeah,
we finished it while watching you play Fallout 4.
I got so sick.
She got so sick the next day, or that
Not
night.
That
night,
sick.
Katie
that
was.
Night.
So we went to bed because Katie was drunk and had to go to bed. And I later watched your video recap of, like, the last of it. Like, you got pretty drunk. I'm pretty sure Katie was drunker at, like, 10 than you were when you finished at, like, 2.
Yeah.
I threw up. I
have never thrown up from intoxication, and I'm proud of that.
I have before, but it's usually because it's, like... My friends, when we would have drinking parties, we would always bring over booze, and it'd be a long time before the next one came around, and they always like sugary booze. So, like, we'd have to do this thing at the end of the party where it was like, kill the oldest booze or bottle of booze.
Ugh.
And the one that did me in was this 2-year-old bottle of amaretto.
which turned to syrup.
See, amaretto when it's not bad, when it hasn't gone off.
Yeah, but you don't drink a whole bottle of it.
No,
it was
not. That's
was
a lot of amaretto.
We had, like a tumbler full of it, and it was at the point where you really could have poured that shit on pancakes.
Yeah, you need like some club soda or something to cut that a little bit. It was, that's no good.
When you drink something bad like 151 or anything that's higher than that.
Sure.
Or like bottom rail whiskey.
Or rail whiskey, yeah.
You just like you it's fine because you can just like suck it down your throat, it's done, it's gone.
Yeah.
But that stuff like started to calcify on your throat and you're just like it won't go down.
Like a cement mixer.
Yeah, so you had to cement mixers, if you put triple sec in them, they don't like curdle as bad, so they're actually really good.
What's
the
point? The whole point of a cement mixer is to have it curdle, so it's terrible to drink.
No, if you want a terrible drink, what you need to do is mix in Irish tequila and mayonnaise.
Oh.
That is a dirty sailor.
What the fuck is Irish tequila?
It's really bad.
Why is that a thing? Why would the Irish be making tequila?
Because it's like $2 a bottle. That's why.
Right, but they should make... They're Irish. They should make Irish booze, and the Mexicans should make tequila.
Well, then maybe you should find the people who
make it. Where are they getting the agave? Who's growing cactuses in fucking Ireland?
That's probably the joke.
That's probably a good question, and probably it's probably not agave, Nathan.
I don't understand, because the point of alcohol is to enjoy drinking. It's not supposed to be like, what's the nastiest shit that I can come up with?
In the social situation that I grew up, it wasn't about how good it was or how much fun we had when we were drunk. It was like, can I make this person throw up and hate themselves?
Get riggedy riggedy wrecked,
yep,
son!
You just destroy the world.
Like my brother, when they went out for his birthday, they made him drink like redheaded sluts and stuff, which is just Tabasco and tequila as a shot. Like, it's nasty.
One of my friends took that to the next level and took my Dirty Sailor and put Tabasco sauce in it and called it a Mexican abortion.
That's terrible.
And there was a cherry in there. Yeah, we're probably going to get...
Yeah, thanks. So, I
blame Brian.
We just got our content strike taken off of our YouTube
channel. Oh, did we?
Good, because, again, in fairness, we were opposed to the child rape.
Well, I'm opposed to drinking tequila and hot sauce and mayonnaise, so...
We got a content strike on YouTube because somebody said we had...
They didn't say what it was, but watching the video, you kind of get a good idea what it probably was.
The person flagged said there was inappropriate content at that time area, which was when we were talking about raping children. But again, in fairness,
we were
opposed to it. Well, you weren't there. It was me, Jeff, and Newbie.
He was there emotionally.
Emotionally. I've been there for that conversation with this group before.
It was the 300 review on the Ping.
Right, Rise of an Empire.
Not
300 itself, because that doesn't promote
302 Rise of the Vampires.
Yes.
Is the two the horse? Do they count as two people?
Yes. Yes.
The horse is the best part of
the boat horse.
Yes.
I don't know if that is.
I'm very confused.
At the end of the movie, the secret weapon they use to win the battle on the boats that are sinking is a horse. The guy brought the horse around specifically because he knew once he set all the boats on fire and they were all half sunk, it would really turn the tide of battle if he was on a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened to you stopped coming to the paint train.
I think, that's
that was a good decision. You missed majestic things like that.
Oh my goodness. Like who writes that fucking story? So Katie, you haven't been here for this conversation, so let me just ask you from a story standpoint. If you have a character who when she's like 6 years old, these people come, murder her entire family, abduct her, keep her as a slave for a decade or so, and just gang rape her daily until she finally is rescued by somebody. Would you expect her and that somebody who rescued her to be the villain and the gang-raping people to be the heroes? Because 300 thinks you should expect that. 300 says the gang-raping people are the good guys and that the evil Xerxes who rescued this woman from the gang-raping people is the villain, and she's the villain also for wanting to kill the people who gang-raped her for a decade.
What?
Yeah! Now we're going to get a content strike on this one, too.
How are they going to spin? How do they spin that, though, to make the... Because you have to make the audience on their side.
Because she was...
They didn't do very well.
Yeah, they didn't.
To be fair, she wasn't against the specific people that gang raped her, because those were Athenian soldiers. So she just hates all Athenian soldiers.
Yeah.
Yeah! No! Okay, they sure don't spin it.
All right, then.
Like, we're watching the movie, and we're like, yeah, so rooting for her.
Yeah.
You know you need it, Andy.
That's good cinema.
That's cinema.
It's very similar to the movie Creed, except completely different.
It's cold.
It is cold.
I could not, like, when they start unspooling her background story, and I'm like, what movie?
Yeah.
You really lost your justification here.
Well,
I'm not rooting for the Athenians anymore.
This I found out after the movie had come out. The movie was supposed to be based off of Frank Miller's sequel to 300, which was called Xerxes. Except for Frank Miller got done with 3 of the 6 books when they started filming it.
So they had half the story?
So they basically had half the story. They didn't know how Frank was actually going to finish the story. They talked to him about it. He's like, ah. And I guess the Xerxes has really nothing to do with the movie, other than like very small parts of it.
I can't believe nobody at any point in the process like read the script or watched a rough cut and was just like, oh, like I'm really rooting for her, guys.
Well, it just seems because they have focus groups, right? That's a thing that movies do.
Yeah,
in general,
they want you to, that way you can root for both sides. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess they just assumed you'd root for the Greeks because you rooted for the Greeks in the first one.
To be fair, Katie, we watched a movie last night that had no villain.
That's true.
There was no villain.
There was no villain.
What is this?
Literally, even Burlesque. The guy that was, we watched Burlesque.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean,
Christina Aguilera and Cher.
You can have that with like character studies or with comedies or dramas. You know, you can have it just be about life. Like, who's the villain in Mermaids, for example? There's
a guy who's clearly supposed to be a villain.
Oh, okay.
No, they even say in the movie, a villain like, in you're Mermaids. Not a villain, you're just not the right guy.
Well, they say that at the end, yeah.
Did you say there's a villain in Mermaids?
I was thinking of a Tom Hanks, Daryl Hannah movie where she's a mermaid.
No, that's Splash.
That's Splash. Yeah, there is a villain in that movie, though.
Yeah, different.
Mermaids are the movie. I just rewatched Mermaids like 3-4 months ago with Raylene because it was on TV. Because
you have to.
It is a wonderful film. I think it won like a billion Oscars, and it has Bob Hoskins and Cher and Christina Ricci and Winona Ryder. And it's, you know, whatever. It's
Christina
about a family.
Ricci and Winona Ryder?
Yeah, so Cher's the mom. Winona Ryder is her like 17-year-old daughter, and Christina Ricci is like her 6-year-old daughter. And obviously not at those ages, but like the family, it's those three women. I'm like, at various points in their age lives, those three women have been like my three crushes.
Yeah, I don't know if Cher quite gets there for
when me, if it turns back time music video came out and they couldn't show that thing before 10 p.m. on MTV because her see-through outfit was too sexy, she was still rocking it. And I was like 12 at the time.
She's on that battleship that riding those.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yes. I was at a very formative age when she's on that battleship wearing nothing and just. And I'm like, all right, I'll be in.
Straddling those guns. Oh, yeah.
Maybe Mask did it too for me. That was all right.
No, that video. Brian remembers that video. That video was nothing but
that burnt into the head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, no. No, Cher gets the check mark for that one.
I haven't seen it either.
And Winona Ryder and Christina Ricci.
Turn Back Time?
Video, yeah. She's wearing a fishnet everything. I have and that just song. Dry humping battleship guns.
I could sing like that song perfectly. I've seen that video.
Yeah.
Please do sing it for us, Brian.
I just can't sing. Yeah.
If I could turn back time.
I could karaoke it, but
if
I would still.
I could
no.
No way.
We don't need. Now copyright strikes on to us. So somebody at Law of Thirds had to give somebody had jumped into the chat and was like, did I miss anything? And Law of Thirds gave this nice, wonderful
recap,
which was Mexican abortions, tequila from Ireland, hating yourself, child rape, and YouTube.
Those are all truly things we talked about. So yep.
I might just cut and paste that into our description.
Time stamp it and ship it.
Crippled System will now become an interpretive dance podcast.
I would do that.
Yes, you would.
So speaking of Xerxes, I got P. Xerxes, time shifted him. Then I got Lich.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about
him. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I got Terminus.
Nice segue, bitch.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You said Xerxes. So then I got Terminus, which was awesome because I won the Barathrum after the event, so it was faded.
Nice.
And then last round I got Exelon Thexis, and he just totally sucked it for me, so I emergency respun into Naresh and then Cyclone to kill Vlad 3.
Was there a lot of respinning or emergency respins like a crazy time? Because sometimes that's where a lot of money gets raised if people are respinning like in ridiculous situations.
Well, one of the new guys, Steve, he emergency respun to try and get his caster killed because of an emergency respun, and Andy brought him over Cassius, and he took 17 damage.
Wow.
Cassius is 20.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
No, it was 18. Like any other caster, the other caster I would have had for the emergency respun, he would have died.
He would have died.
That's nice.
That's actually hilarious.
That was great. By the way, Terminus is really good with transfers when you're engaged with things.
Yeah.
Super great after feet turn.
That does seem solid.
It was a good time. But yeah, that was my Who's the Boss experience. It was a good deal. I played against a bunch of people that I didn't engage with before and got to donate a bunch of cool toys. And I won Barathrum, a $20 certificate, and a print of Madrak kneeling to some gay dude.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, and, you, and Andy grilled, right?
You grilled. Andy did grill, and his burgers were awesome, and he totally mommed us and made sure everybody ate before he did, and that's the true calling of a good chef.
There you go.
Or a poisoner.
Well, he ate the last brat. So, somebody did like leave him the last good brat, though. Like, so there was an exploded one, and they ate it because Andy didn't get that one.
Nice.
So that was a good time. I enjoyed myself. It was great.
Good. Who's the Boss is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. I was very, very pleased with it. I couldn't... I'm surprised. We have one achievement that's on there, which is Tempt Fate. And since I was the only one running the event, I only got to roll twice for Tempt Fate.
You left when I needed that fire roll, and I was like, fuck Max. He's not rolling those dice for me because he's the one who got left in charge.
Yeah.
It wasn't going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. I volunteered. I guess anybody in the room was like, who wants to be in charge while I go shopping? And like, no one spoke
up.
It
wasn't Katie?
No, well, Katie
wasn't there.
I worked yesterday.
Yeah. That's true.
Fair enough.
Conveniently.
Next time, we will have to do a specialty judging for Who's the Boss. We'll make sure we plan that beforehand, because that would be awesome.
Yeah. It would be. It would add to the hilarity of it, because like I think some people go into Who's the Boss looking to go 4-0 and be like, "Bam, I went 4-0 this way," but they don't really understand that it's more of just like an experience. Yeah. It's not so much a tournament where you want to be like, I boned you with this guy. It's fun to do, but for the most part, you do want to have a good time. And by having somebody throwing wacky rules, it gets you feeling that, get that 40K feeling again where shit's just weird and doesn't make sense.
This can says I'm supposed to push there, but it wasn't popping. Maybe you're supposed to do it before you open it while there's still pressure against it.
That's the vent hole, so you can down these cans like no tomorrow.
See there.
Does Katie want an MGD? Or do you want to go down that road?
I do not.
Just pour it once. Pour it in a wine glass. It'll be okay then.
Yeah.
Tell her it's a white.
Sparkling.
Isn't it the champagne of beers?
No, that's High Life.
Yeah, High Life is the champagne.
Which Brian doesn't like because he's racist.
No, it's just...
That's true. That's what I heard.
Those are unrelated things.
Both could be true, but independent.
I'm on the diversity committee at work. Shut up. I am not racist.
So one time I was interviewing a girl who... she was just atrocious. She was just the worst, one of the worst candidates I've ever interviewed. And I went back to talk about the interview with our HR gal, and she was like, well, she was Asian, so I really liked her. And I was like,
what?
There's that affirmative action coming through.
I know. I was like, no, I'm not going to have a shitty person on my thing just because she's Asian.
Was she hot Asian?
She was not.
Oh, fuck it then.
You know, that's one of the, like, the common themes in a lot of like geek culture is a lot of people who are nerds aspire to marry like an Asian person. Oh, so yeah. Even if that person is a gold digging cunt bag,
it doesn't matter.
Like they'll just latch onto it crazy. They're like, oh, your eyes are sideways. We're going for
what's
this.
What's kind of funny is it goes both ways.
Never mind. That's their vaginas that are sideways. Their eyes are just squinted.
No, that's the mouth of Sauron. If you're a white man in China or Japan, like there are the Asian women there are all into the white guys because it's just the matter of being
because we have bigger penises.
Sure, or it's just
but the Alabama Black Snake is
the foreign Goku thing to it.
Men in Japan don't like to have sex so with whole, women.
Watching porn with Asian women makes you think that Asian women don't like having sex.
Now we're just getting racist.
No, that like just? It's like it's a legitimate problem is that the men aren't interested in reproducing and so their population is because
they don't mind watching porn, they don't mind jerking off, they just don't want to be around a woman when it's happening.
But the porn's all blurry and they don't like having sex with for reproductive reasons because if it's a girl they have to throw her off a ship.
That's China.
Okay.
So. And no they don't.
It's a hill. It's not a ship.
They just roll them down a hill in a basket, and if they're alive at the bottom, you get to keep them, right? Isn't that how that works?
Oh. They grow a penis at the end if they survive that journey. You turn the innie into an outie.
That's not how that works.
The law has been increased to 2 people, and it only applied to like 30% of the population in the first place.
But the point is,
please God,
we're talking about Japan, where the government's like, "Hey, why don't you guys have more sex with each other?" And like trying to take an active role in getting people to have sex.
Oh my gosh!
They also have they have negative population growth, yes. Not only because of low reproduction, but they also have very low immigration.
And yes. Godzilla keeps eating all the
Also
that,
but they don't have any immigrants. Because, right. You know, as much as Republicans might shake their fists at them, it's really nice to have more people coming into the country.
As it turned out,
and so that's why Japan's obsessed with robots.
There was a commercial, and
they
I don't...
Because they don't have anybody doing their manual labor. They need to make
Jeremy
robots.
Jeremy tell a story,
you meant, like,
people.
Animated robots.
No, like real life ones.
No, that makes sense.
There was... I feel like one of you guys shared this with me, but there was a commercial from either like Denmark or Sweden where they also have this massive negative population problem. And it was a commercial aimed at grandparents that was... Give us money to buy a cruise for your grandchildren and we'll have them bone with random other people from our country so that we can fix the population problem. Oh. Like, it's this whole commercial, and it starts off with, like, a grandmother bouncing kids on her knees. Wouldn't this be awesome if it were you? Well, it's not going to be because your kid's not married and there aren't enough of us. So here, send him on this fuck cruise where he'll fuck lots of ladies. And then when he comes back, hopefully some of those ladies will come back because they're also from this country and you can bounce a baby on your knee.
I want to go on a government-subsidized fuck cruise.
A government-subsidized fuck cruise.
That sounds like the intro to Hostel 3.
Also, dibs on government subsidized fuck crew as my band name.
Yeah,
I was like, or the like first album at
it's
least.
It's like when you like sponsor someone for like a fun run for like cancer or something, only you're sponsoring them to go on a fuck cruise.
Yeah.
You like send all your relatives, hey, sponsor me so I can go on a fuck cruise.
If I get $500, I'll fuck 6 women.
You know, I was like, how am I gonna spend my vacation next year? I have an idea now.
It's not fucking people, but there was spankathons that people did for raise money for prostate cancer.
Where
it was like walkathon, but it was like for every so much dollars that I raise, I will masturbate one time. So you would have to masturbate so many times if you raise that much money.
I would raise so much money.
It sounds like
you turn into a werewolf.
Callback.
It sounds like
professional callback.
Sounds like we're getting into conversations that'll end up with, well, I'm going to take it here anyways, but like how Amish people like had so many problems with like breeding people who had mental disabilities because their gene pool was just like they were scraping the bottom of that stuff. So like I had this living in Reedsburg when I was younger. There was a big Amish population. I don't have like an Amish kid out there or anything. But my friend, a friend of mine, said he got paid $200 to have sex with this Amish lady. But like there was a sheet draped around and the entire family watched while just her vagina was hanging out.
What?
He said it was the most awkward thing in the world. But I was playing Magic back then. He's like, I got 2 boxes out of it. Whatever.
Wait a minute. So obviously it was to reproduce. So like protection wasn't being.
No, it was not.
Did. Like,
maybe, hopefully she took a shower. They don't have running water, though, do they?
Yeah.
No, it's electronics they don't have.
Yeah,
they can cheat that system because if it's considered a necessity, they can have it. So they have cell phones and
well,
shit.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
That's
Mennonites.
No. The Mennonites are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. They dress Amish, but they can have cars and they don't care.
So they're
but
like
the
super
Amish
hipsters.
Can cheat the system. Like they're allowed to like go. Well, if you look at it this way, you kind of need a.
Well,
Xbox.
But the point is, like, yeah. Was he like number 10 in the row of men who had?
No, fought, it wasn't like it wasn't like some kind of Chinese gangbang. It was just
no,
like
I'm just saying,
not
like,
in a row. She's saying, yeah, but maybe like last week they had somebody else.
Yeah, because like
not
the,
probably
yeah.
not with the same person. Maybe they know her ovulation cycle.
Well,
she's okay. So yeah. A month ago,
the point
then.
Is, she probably wasn't a virgin.
No, well, probably not. I mean,
so
things happen.
Did she get tested in
Yoderville?
Between all of those ovulation cycles?
How young was
she? I don't know.
I don't
my
know.
Point is, like, I wouldn't take $200 to just like shove my penis into some random chick.
Usually, you have to pay someone to do that.
How much do you charge for your penis to shove into people, Katie? I mean, we thought
more than $200.
Well, no, you said random chick. What about a dude? I'm asking for a friend.
And why was it specifically a Chinese? Bang.
I don't know. I think those, like, that's where you, like, they go in and they, like, bang like rabbits and run away. So you can get, like, 600 people in, like, one Chinese
like
gangbang.
You've got some, like, thing.
You have China. Weird racial stereotypes about China. Your version of China is so fucked up.
But the point is, like, did they have your friends?
China is here, Mr. Butt.
For all you know, like, this Amish woman is just, like, spreading disease across the land because she's, like,
across Reedsburg. Let's not get worked up. Like,
if any city's going to be wiped out by a plague, Reedsburg can take it.
Maybe that's their secret thing, is they got somebody with the HIV.
That was the greater good, is this woman was willing to wipe out Reedsburg.
Yep. They're trying to take back their land.
It's just, I don't understand why you would...
How young was he, though? I mean, how old was he? No,
we were probably 20 when we...
So it makes complete sense.
Yeah. 20. He wouldn't care. He's 20. He doesn't have that much life ahead of him.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many stories I have about the things I did when I was 20 to vaginas.
There's a great mantra from Dan Savage, you know, Savage Love. He said he got this from a buddy who saw it scrawled on a bathroom wall, and it said, "Never raw dog a random." And that's what you're saying right now, Katie.
Never raw dog a random.
Well, that's 100%. When I worked in the tattoo industry, there was this interesting fellow that I met that he gave me a good bit of good wisdom. Okay. Where he would sit there and he'd say, you know, sometimes like when you pierce someone or work on someone, they just bleed crazy, and it's after you've degloved and everything like that, and you've already sterilized your area. But like you just run to it because you want to catch blood or whatever, because like you don't want it on the floor because that's just a pain in the ass to clean up. And he's like, he sits there and he'll ask, like, he'll have this internal monologue, like, would I have unprotected sex with this person? If it's yes, then I don't really need the gloves for that. But he said it's usually yes anyways, so I don't know.
That's a really good story. What
story? Just happened. Wow, that wisdom that was just dumped upon us.
It was. I mean, like, sometimes you don't need gloves. Sometimes you don't need condoms. It's just the way it is. Sometimes you judge when you meet a person, would I have unprotected sex with you?
When somebody approaches me and says, I'll give you $200 to have sex with me unprotected, I question
while they're wearing a sheet in front of you.
I'll give you $200 to have unprotected sex with her.
Yeah.
Woman behind a sheet.
While we watch. First of all, this entire podcast seems to be in a t-shirt.
Wait, every word of it. Like those t-shirts that are made out of Moby Dick where they just have all the words.
Was there any foreplay, or did he just...
No, he just had to, like, go right in there and make it happen.
So, like...
Would he be allowed to do foreplay?
I think they probably told him that he could, like, get himself erect.
But what if he wanted to go down on her?
Well, I don't think that he... They said that he couldn't, like, pretend that he couldn't, like, make any, like, gesture that he was enjoying or go for any body part. He just had to, like, sit there and... Almost like one of those...
If that point, why wouldn't you just go to a sperm bank?
Because they're...
Well, because they don't do that. It's all about a natural process. Doing that
involves a lot of machinery.
Yeah. So what I would do if I was going to do it is I would get a turkey baster, which is totally legit, and I would ejaculate into the turkey baster, and then I would shove that up her.
The odds of that resulting in pregnancy are very, very low.
This is cyclical now
because we had this conversation at Who's the Boss about how in the 80s they experienced a mass infertility rate among men because they wore tight pants. Because, like, I had started talking about your nuts and how far they hang down when you're hot and when you're cold. So, like, if you ejaculate into a turkey baster, you're getting out of normal body temperature. You're killing the sperm almost immediately as it leaves your
body. That's not necessarily true because you could pre-warm the turkey baster. I'm just saying.
This isn't Frankenstein's baby.
No, it's not. Ejaculating
into a warm turkey baster.
I'm just saying, these are things that you could do.
I mean, it could be like a fleshlight where you like get into moist, this like heated baster. Reservoir and then just squeeze the bag.
I mean,
you've added a middleman.
Here's
the thing though, Katie, and this is actually in fairness to what you're saying. Because of the gene pool thing, they'd still have to get a random dude to be the one providing the sperm.
Yeah.
So they obviously don't care about whether he has a disease.
Right.
And if they feel that she doesn't have a disease, they don't feel the need to protect the guy.
Right.
So they don't gain anything by the turkey baster.
Well, but I mean, we need to expand the...
No, they should allow him to go down on her and get her wet. I mean, I'm not disagreeing there. She should enjoy it.
I don't think
that's not what I care about. She I'm saying is, if you don't go to Reedsburg, you go find someone who's good, and then you
just
take
never
off.
Just don't go to Reedsburg. You're gonna stop there.
And then you find one person, you have that person tested, and then you just fill up your.
It's like American Idol, but to see which penis to go on a random Amish girl.
I think that's like the attrition rate they experience with like Rumspringa is like. People just leave the community and never come back. They expect them to come back knocked up. I really think that's the real reason for it. It's not a test to see if you want to stay in the community.
Well, they usually come back because of Stockholm Syndrome. Like,
yeah,
they have
basically.
A massive return. Like but it's so rare for the kids to stay out.
For some reason in Reedsburg, it seems like they all migrate out.
Weird.
That's because they're leaving Reedsburg.
Reedsburg is worse than being Amish.
You think that Reedsburg would drive them back to the Amish colony. They come out, they're like, fuck, Reedsburg.
They're allowed to go further.
To them, it's like Fallout World. It's like, oh my God.
Back in the vault.
The vault was so much safer.
We probably got like 3 listeners in Reedsburg that are just crying
now. No, nobody in Reedsburg plays War Machine, trust me.
You guys have a little shot.
Or has the internet.
Because you went to Reedsburg.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
Jeremy's wearing a Reedsburg shirt.
I'm literally wearing a shirt from Reedsburg right now. Like, literally right now. Which is
pretty amazing.
Which is kind of amazing.
It's a good game store, too.
Yeah, this is a good game store.
Yeah, Bill's a decent guy.
But.
Rumspringa. Yeah.
What?
And that's who's the boss.
Who's the daddy?
lube at all? I mean,
I don't know.
Like
I don't know the
so
specifics of this. This was just what happened.
How does somebody come up to you and be like, "I just fucked a girl for $200"? There's a sheet.
My friends are very candid.
There's no rule in the Bible about not enjoying sex. Why do they need to have the sheet?
They actually encourage enjoyment. But the thing is, I just don't understand how somebody says that to you, and you're like, that's enough details. I don't need any more details than that. Most people
I'll listen
like
to whatever. It's
questions.
Fine. It's not a big deal.
Well, no,
because
I need
the guy said he got 2 map boxes of magic cards out of it, so the details he wanted was there a mox in there? Like, what'd you get, bro?
Was your foil rare? What was it? Because this was before the Land of Mythics.
Did you get a Shivan Dragon?
I don't even remember what set it was back then.
Was this his first?
No, it wasn't his. Magic. It wasn't his first. Like, trust me.
He's a 1-year-old magic player. He's probably a virgin,
basically. So, yeah. No, it wasn't his first. I can tell you that much.
Because then there wouldn't be much detail. It'd be in, done,
in,
and
out,
go.
I mean,
way.
I saw Witness, so I had a thing for Amish girls. So I'm really feeling like it's a win-win to get paid $200 to bang an Amish girl.
I
don't
imagine
get to see her, though, because the sheet.
But yeah. She's Amish.
No, you get to see her whole family.
Well, you can
though.
Look at stare her mom.
Yeah, you can
right
stare
at
the family. You can get an idea.
Assert dominance. Just stare at her mother. Just go, I'm thinking about you.
And then, like, smack your ass while you're at it, too.
Your own ass?
Yeah. Just do it.
Hey, sometimes you have to play with yourself a little bit.
Sometimes exactly. You're in the moment, Nate.
Is our audience enjoying this in the comments?
God, I hope not. If they are, they should go get arrested because you shouldn't be allowed out in public if you enjoyed any of this.
I figured Torque's there, I assume.
I'm sure Torque loves it.
We're talking about the betterment of a populace of people here.
There you
I think
go.
All appropriate.
Halfway through, stop, look at the Amish, ask if they have any cocaine. And then run off if they answered no. Now you have $200 and no Amish mystery baby.
And the hippie.
And Tort asks, what if they have cocaine? Then you have cocaine and a mystery baby. Everyone wins.
That seems worth it. Like
win-win.
I get cocaine. I get to bang an Amish girl. And I have a mystery
and
baby.
Some magic cards.
And some magic cards.
No, because if they were smart, which I assume that they are, they would charge you for the cocaine.
Well, they'd have a store for it, right? Just like they do pies and furniture.
Yeah, and they
Amish
are
Amish cocaine.
They are very expensive, so
yeah, Amish hand carved cocaine.
Some premium shit.
Katie had mentioned about the gal not being excited. The Amish have lard.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh man,
yeah,
they churn butter too.
There.
Like,
well,
they understand that process at least.
That's another law of thirds in there, too.
Well, because not only for enjoyment's sake, I feel like, well, the female orgasm is important for
it helps.
Increasing reproductive
yes,
possibility
yes.
because...
It sucks in.
It does. The cervix goes, hey, look, there's stuff, and it grabs it and
right.
pulls it in during the... So you would want her to come.
It would be advantageous for the reproductive.
Do the Amish know about that?
I don't know.
I know that.
Well, they're still around.
Let's
go to Reedsburg and ask
some
questions.
Huh? According to movies,
well,
they're
yeah,
like
I
super
figured the Amish
people.
Would fuck like rabbits. There's nothing else to do.
Right.
They raise a lot of barns.
They pound those nails.
Like, once you have like 18 barns per acre, you have to just stop. You ran out of room. Just start fucking.
It's just all barns.
Yeah. Barns and masturbation.
Is that a new store?
Yeah. It's like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Barnes and Noble.
Oh, well. Someone asked me beforehand, said, do we have a topic for today? I'm like, yeah.
That no. was me.
Yeah, okay. I know. We were like, yeah,
here's our topic, Katie.
I said we should talk about War Machine because we did it last week.
I came up with a great War Machine topic.
We did. We talked about who's the boss.
Yeah.
You mentioned Bathroom. Everybody hates Bathroom. I don't think he's that bad. I think it'd be better if the dig-in, runaway thing worked on Countercharge.
I think it would, too. Like, that's the... My problems with Bathroom are, like, number one, he doesn't have reach, which is troubling. The other thing
doesn't
is...
Doesn't he not have a gun, either?
He doesn't have a gun.
No, he's a slayer.
He's a seether.
His name is on
because he has
Bathroom.
A soul drive.
Yes, it's Bathroom.
Yeah. It's Bathroom.
The big problem I have is that he doesn't have an affinity that makes me want to take him with Terminus, because Terminus is already... He doesn't have one.
Oh, he doesn't want one at all?
He literally doesn't have one.
So, like, the thing is, like, Terminus wants to keep his focus. Like, that's what he wants to do. He only casts one spell, and the Wither Shadow upkeeps it for free.
Yeah.
But, like, in order to want to have to take his character, Jack, with him, you would think they would have made an affinity, but I think they've fucked up affinities so bad that they won't give it to any other Jack for the entirety of War Machine.
They're worried about it. They're worried about what they're going to do.
Well, Crix didn't, because Miles didn't get one even back in the day. Crix doesn't get him.
I don't think Erebus has one either.
No, he does. Well, Erebus does. He can give. Scavris can take the souls for, like, right
from
away.
Him,
as
right away.
Oh, okay. Yep. If Erebus had reach, he'd be taken too. Those Jacks both need reach. I think
a heavy Jack. Okay,
Erebus's defense is supposed to be his selling point.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. But the problem with those, they're all on Slayer chassis.
Yeah, they're too fragile.
Yeah. They get hit once in the arm and they're gone.
I don't know. I feel like they're not new. It's just that nobody ever took them.
Yeah, okay. They're bad models.
They are Crick's Jacks, so they are never taken.
I feel like Sorsha 2's affinity kind of spoiled affinities for everyone. Like, her affinity came out, and it was amazing.
It's amazing.
And it just kind of stopped from there. It really
didn't
go anywhere.
We're also in a game where everything hits so hard because of armor spam that these fragile Jacks just get rolled.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of the Crix Jacks.
Kills
yes, the odds of him being hit by any given thing are low because his defense is high. Mm-hmm. However, if he gets hit once, he's done.
Yeah, because like if a unit of 10 guys goes into him, if 8 of them miss, the other 2 kill it.
Yeah
that's a problem with Circle, too, that I remember,
well,
by
yes,
the way.
Yeah, because Circle, if you touch them, they die.
Well, there's so many things that boost a hit that it's like my defense is super high, but
that's Crix Jacks are like Warp Wolves if they couldn't warp for armor.
Yeah. Well, like the thing that I like, I enjoy about trolls is like a lot of people say
the sword can't warp for armor.
Well, that's not the only type of Warp Wolf that exists. Okay, fine. Crix Jacks are like Warp Wolf Stalkers without Reach or Berserk.
Yes, that's the problem.
So the thing with trolls that I enjoy is that a lot of people say that you play in a way that the best way you play is in a way that makes the dice not matter in the game.
Right.
And trolls do that naturally. Oh, most of their infantry's mat 7 or better.
Nope.
And then their pow is so high that they really just don't matter. It's like I'm dice plus 1, whatever. But like sometimes when I'm as a troll player, when I charge with a warder or mulg, I don't even need to roll the dice. I'm like, I hit, dead.
Yeah.
Just tough check. Done.
Yeah.
Don't need to roll the dice. But with everything else, it's just you do have to actually factor that in, and there needs to be things that make those more palatable. Like if Bathroom had Burrow instead of Diggin, million times
Burrow's
better.
Burrow's amazing. I think we can all agree that
Burrow's probably too good to have you.
Burrow's too good.
There's things he could have.
If he had the not the Helldiver version, but the Burrower kind where he has to come up and down every alternate turn.
In the maintenance phase, yeah.
That'd be okay.
Every turn.
Well, the Burrower comes up in the maintenance phase as well. The Helldiver comes up, but it can dig every turn.
Yeah.
That's so it'd have to be the alternate phase one, like the
or he burns a focus to dig in, like whatever.
And the interesting thing is, the bigger the base, you can, because if you can't come up, then you die.
Yeah, it is.
And the bigger the base, it does make it easier to block those kind of things.
A colossal with Burrow.
Yeah,
just stay under until somebody moves out of the way.
But yeah, there are things that could have been done to make him a little bit better. I mean, his model's amazing, and that's a reason enough to have him alone. But I can honestly say that if I didn't win him in a raffle, I probably would not have bought him if I wasn't looking to just make a death deck conversion.
Right. But you can run him in that Denny 3 list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him 3 focus.
No, well, it's Denny 3 and every character Jack.
Well then,
it's fucking amazing.
Well, yeah. Then you're
it's
getting
exactly
into the
50 points,
like if you take
Brian,
out, if you take out Denny 3 though,
and put in Denny 1, you're kind of still back in the same boat, right? Like, Denny 1 makes everything better the same way Denny 3 makes
well, Denny 3 powers all those Jacks.
Denny 3 is having every character Jack and Crix has 3 focus for a turn, but and one of them has 5.
Giving a non-reach heavy 3 focus means dick all if you have to put 3
yeah,
if
she doesn't
you
have put a way to 2 attacks in there. Yeah.
He'll be dead before he gets there, yeah.
Exactly.
He'll die no, and or not get there.
He'll dig in and get cover against shooting and become defense 17.
He'll live because they're busy shooting at the Death Jack.
Yeah, I guess that could be a thing, too.
Not the wrongest thing.
Was you that a warning?
Hopefully.
That was our zap. Our only
was that our five-minute warning?
For the night.
We're only half done. It's only 7:11.
Well, Zappity's, should we go into Zappity Grumbles?
We can.
Do we have Zappities this week? We didn't really have many last week when we were on.
No, we have a couple.
We can go into Zappity.
We can answer
we'll
all your questions
stuff.
About...
There's people in chat.
Yeah. There's niche population reproductive rights that
well,
we can
under,
talk
under
about.
Chat, being done. This is your chance to show... See, you come and you watch us live, and the advantage of watching us live is you can talk to us live. So this is your chance. We're low on Zappities.
People are just arguing with Travis right now. So.
Travis is... Don't argue with Travis.
My question,
you'll lose.
I have a Tort didn't watch me play Fallout this weekend. I'm very sad.
I watched you play Fallout.
But Tort didn't.
I logged in, and I was halfway through typing a sentence, and then you logged out.
Actually, one of the conversations that did come up at Who's the Boss for just a short period of time is whether Tort likes me or not. I haven't gotten that
I don't
yet.
Know.
Yeah, Tort, why aren't you watching me play Fallout, and why don't you like Brian?
Brian, was it the last episode of Doctor Who of the season?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes.
Because last week you said if the last episode isn't terrible, this will be like the best goddamn season.
It could be the best season of the new stuff.
I can't wait for it to come out on DVD so you can loan it to
well,
me.
Well, plus you have to watch the last Christmas episode. Yeah.
I don't have BBC America. I just need Brian to loan me Doctor Who.
Would Hulu crack it or Netflix crack it first? Because I'm in the unique position
Netflix
where I don't
has
do...
It. Netflix has like
it has the newest one?
The new season? No.
Oh,
no.
Really? Then
it has last year.
That Netflix, okay. Netflix thing is they never
you can
post
watch
the current
last,
season.
You can watch,
yeah,
you can,
I need,
you can watch
I want the current
episode.
One because I don't have a connection to cable anymore because I went the way of the internet.
Yeah.
And it sucks because there's 2 things on cable I want to watch, but it's not worth $70 a month.
No. Speaking of digital movies. Oh, I got Chromecast Black Friday and...
Don't tell people your secret.
Chromecast is nice because it has ESPN, and that was the only channel I really missed. I missed 2 TV shows that were on cable, and one of them was Pardon the Interruption. So now I can watch Pardon the Interruption because I love that show.
Viking Season 3 is what really hurt me the most.
I'm sorry.
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is a really good show. It's on Hulu.
I still watch The Grinder. It's still funny.
I watch it now. I'm current.
I got Brian caught up on it because of what happened to the new season of The Grinder.
They might start watching more of it, so I can't see.
I only watched the first few episodes.
We're going to see if it takes off or not.
And every episode beginning with like an episode of The Grinder being shown, and those are always just so
always amazing.
Terrible They're and amazing. Amazing. Well, you got Rob Lowe's amazing.
Yes. Rob Lowe is amazing.
I don't know. I have affinity for the new Grinder.
Okay.
Speaking of Hulu, Netflix, and shows, I'll just crack this out, and then you can tell everybody how you get digital for free.
No, Andy says I shouldn't share it.
Oh, because then we'd get banned for telling people how to pirate, right?
I don't even know if it's illegal or not. It's just weird.
I don't think it's illegal, but I think it's definitely unethical.
It's so nebulous.
What are you doing then?
It's a dick move. Well, I didn't do it. It just occurred to me that I could do it. So I will preface this with saying this might be morally ambiguous. And I don't know that you should do this, but it seems like you could. And I don't even know if it would be illegal or not. So I went to Preplayed to buy... So I loaned a coworker Fury Road, because Fury Road is amazing, and he hadn't seen it, and I don't know how he can be a man and not have seen Fury Road. So I loaned it to him, he watched it, it was amazing. And then I loaned him John Wick, which he had also not seen, and it was amazing, because he gave it back, so I was going to loan him Dread, and I found that I inexplicably do not own Dread. And I did not know why I did not own Dread. I could have sworn I owned Dread. But then I looked at my Amazon wishlist and Dread was on there, so I must have just been poor that week and just put it on my wishlist instead. So I went to the Preplayed, and they didn't have the Blu-ray section, and they didn't have the DVD section. I was like, ah, fuck, I guess I'm not getting Dread cheap today. That's on the way over to Andy's today. And then I go over in the corner, look at music, because I wanted a new CD to listen to in the car. And they had fucking Beatles Anthology for $3 I almost bought, but I didn't because I already own it. So instead I bought Vulgar Display of Power for $2, which is a good way of spending $2. That's a good Pantera album. It doesn't have Cemetery Gates or Cowboys from Hell on it, but it's got Walk and whatever. Point is, so then as I'm leaving, I'm walking by and I look to the right and they have the DVD sales section area as well. And right there on the end, Dread on Blu-ray for like $5. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's my lucky day.
Nailed it.
So I grab it, I go out and he opens it up to put the CD in and I see that it still has the piece of paper in there for getting a digital copy. I'm like, oh, if it's really my lucky day, that'll still be active. And he's like, don't hold your breath. So he puts the disc in there, I take out my phone, I activate it, boom, digital copy still works.
Return.
Not return that shit. I'm thinking, couldn't I just walk up and down their DVD aisle redeeming codes?
Yeah, you probably could.
Well, I mean, assuming that anyone they... that, like, even if only one in five wasn't redeemed, all I have to go is go find the section with, you know, Back to the Future and flip through, and one of them will work, right?
I think that as long as you buy the DVD, then you can do
That's
that.
Not what he's talking about.
I'm talking, yeah, I know, but legally speaking, the person who buys the DVD gets that code.
But no, it's already but a used already, copy.
They already sold that to they Replay. Sold the DVD so once. That copy, that electronic version
belongs to Preplayed. So you think I'm shoplifting the non-physical version? No,
it doesn't belong to Preplayed. It belongs to the first person who bought it.
No, because that they never redeemed it. That product, what she's saying is that case contains two things.
Was returned.
A DVD and a digital copy, and that person sold both of those to Preplayed. But then if I bought it new, redeemed the digital, and then sold it to Preplayed, they don't get the digital copy from me.
Yeah. No, but you're
I maintain that.
You're making a separate sale. That's a different decision.
But if Jeremy redeemed his digital and I didn't, and we both sold our things to Preplayed, we're both going to get the same money from Preplayed. I don't think Preplayed has a different expectation of the two of us.
It doesn't matter. When you sell it, you sell whatever is available.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because isn't the assumption that I'm selling them DVD?
If I sold somebody a purse that happened to have $100 in it, I couldn't go back a week later and be like, oh, that $100 is mine. I would.
But if the agreement was that you were selling them the purse, and you were like, oh, I didn't mean to have that $100, I meant to just sell you the purse.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just like a reasonable. But like the point is, like, I'm selling them the purse and any contents that happens to be inside of it.
Those things expire so often or use so often. You might be lucky. You probably got the 1 in 50.
Maybe.
I mean, you should spend a day just going through and seeing what happens.
I would just be curious, yeah. Like...
Well, just go through there, just take all this stuff and run out the door. Ha ha! Leave your arms.
But I just feel like... I don't think that the assumption is that they're getting the DVD and the content. I think the assumption is that the person is selling Preplayed the DVD and the digital copy, there's no expectation of that.
Here's the hilarious thing. It's completely 100% legal and morally right for us to both buy it. I redeem the digital, you don't redeem the digital, we both give it to Preplayed. What would be wrong, hilariously, is for you then to go back to Preplayed because you forgot to redeem the digital, look through till you find one that's active and redeem a digital copy of that thing you gave them. Even though you owned a digital copy, and even though there's no proven expectation that you give them the digital copy, I think that would be ethically and morally wrong, but what I did wasn't.
I just feel like Preplayed had no expectation of that digital copy.
Yeah, so, but just because they didn't have an expectation doesn't mean they don't now own it.
Yeah, like that's the problem.
It's kind of like a windfall.
Mm-hmm. It was included with the purchase, basically. Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Like if I happen to like, okay, so I go to the gas station.
No, I get you. You can stop talking.
Oh my God,
no, I really can't. I really can't.
This topic is still talking about it. Oh my God, I feel bad for asking.
But it just occurred to me, and that had never occurred to me before. Like, yeah. I wonder if people do that.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, I'm sure they do. That sounds like a yeah. That sounds
if you're
like,
digital,
if you live in Reedsburg,
person, yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah, it's a Reedsburg. That's a Reedsburg. Their main pastime.
I was playing a game
with
Nathan.
Let's go code fishing.
We need to hurry.
Brian was playing a game with me.
I was playing a game with him. He did something in the game I didn't like. I'm like, that's a Jeremy move. He got so offended by it. I don't know what it was.
It was buying the God favors and not doing anything active whatchamajig of whatchamajig.
Like, man, that is a Jeremy move.
Warriors of Midgard or whatever.
That's
he,
amazing.
The look of sadness on his face was so
amazing. I was so fucking... And I was like, no, it's not! No! Don't say that about me!
Andy said we did need to hurry, but yeah. I just want to put out there, Heroes Season 4, you guys, that's my jam right there.
Fuck you!
Like,
that is
like,
the worst thing on TV.
The sideshow culture is like my thing.
Oh, that's the clown, that's a circus one or the new one?
Yeah, the one where they're in the circus.
No,
like
the
that stuff, yeah, that stuff, that's my thing right there. Like, and then they had the guy who tattoos people. Yeah. Like, boom, that's my shit.
A lot of people tattoo people.
No, this one is like he tattoos people that are actually out in the world on this lady, and she's able to tell them who they are and where they are.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, if you want, you should go back and watch it.
Go back and watch
it. I just touched your lap. I think I might have hit your dick a little bit.
That was my thigh, but I thank you for the compliment of assuming that was my penis.
I try to help people through their days.
His hand is still... Did Tort respond to our questions, by the way?
I hope not.
Wait, if he likes Brian?
Yeah.
He likes all Brians.
And why he didn't watch your Fallout? If he likes you, then why didn't he watch Fallout?
We're not just gonna watch chat for 45 seconds. Just silence, and everyone just stared at the goddamn computer. Zappity.
Grumble.
No, I was just glancing. He did not say the reason right. why he didn't watch your chat.
Fine, sport. Be that way.
Be that way.
Yeah. So, who would be the most likely to star in a Preparation H commercial? Nathan. Zappity.
I'm assuming Brian Kerr. Why would I have a hemorrhoid episode? There's, it doesn't right? sound like
no
I
elaborate.
Have something up my ass every time I talk.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why I didn't want elaboration. Zappity.
Grumble.
All right.
I'm the only one who doesn't sit down for his job. I walk around all day. I'm on my ass the least of all of us. Why would I have hemorrhoids?
I guess that's how you get them, then, whatever.
Fuck it, Zappity. God damn it.
And he regrets everything.
Grumble, I'll leave it alone. I'll have
We hemorrhoids. Have to hurry because Green is starting to tweet them to us, and that just means God. That we're going to get more and more of them.
Green's going to hit us.
Favorite beverage to watch Die Hard? Eggnog, Kirkland's, or a fifth of Fighting Cock whiskey?
Kirkland's if it's warm. So good.
I love eggnog.
Eggnog.
I can't stand that.
Hard eggnog.
So bad.
Eggnog's amazing. Good eggnog.
Yeah, good eggnog. Mm-hmm.
They have the glass.
And I like it non-alcoholic, too. I just like eggnog.
They have the glass bottle stuff at the Hy-Vee here.
Is that already at McDonald's now? Can I go get that?
It should be as soon as Halloween. If I go with you, after podcast.
If I go there, they won't be there.
I don't like eggnog.
Eggnog's the best. I only like cheap eggnog.
Rumble.
All right. When spooning with a death claw, are you big or little spoon?
With the death claw, you're always the little spoon.
You're the headless one.
Yeah. I think you want to be the big one because that way it can't hurt you.
I mean, that would
one be- more level I give to give commands to pacified wasteland creatures. I'm gonna have a death claw pet forever.
I did. So have you guys all done the Salem Witchcraft Museum?
Yeah.
So I recently did that for the first time, and this is with my I have 3 hit points rifleman character.
Yeah.
So the way that guy triggers is just I'm all up in your business, hello. And all I saw was him pick me up and he put me down and then he bit me and then the fight was over. I'm like, well, fuck.
That'll work.
I'm level 43.
Well, I was drunk. What I was doing was I was trying to throw bottle cap mines just at him from me to you. I was throwing bottle cap mines and exploding.
You die 18 times there.
Yeah, no thing.
Wait, I have a question. So, every other animal in Fallout, you can kind of tell what it used to be, except for Deathclaws.
Because Deathclaws were militarily genetically engineered from multiple different species. The predominant species is an iguana.
Yeah, it's an Indominus Rex.
I was
going to
guess alligator.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is...
I did not know that.
It was not accidentally created from radiation. It was created on purpose. So
okay.
That's why it's... Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Zappity.
Grumble.
What's a nene, and why do people want me to watch them do it?
I don't know.
What?
It's a dance.
Watch
me
nene.
It's like doing the.
I can't really do it. They
I almost said the
once.
Bucky. What's the actual word that it was? The Dougie.
The Dougie.
Like the Dougie?
Well, it's a stupid. Hip hop dance thing.
It's like a pelvis thrust, right?
I don't remember.
Never heard of it.
When I was
you're
in Mary's,
white as fuck.
That's true.
When I was in Mary's wedding, they taught me how to do
have
it.
Olives,
did
they?
They did. Then we all nay-nayed.
So we don't have Mary's wedding.
A nay-nay is a horse sound, by the way.
Good job.
But in the dance thing, isn't that the little dip thing they do, in Clueless, where they do the. He teaches her how to dance, and he does.
We are all way too fucking white to try to discuss how to nay nay.
Well, I'm sorry, but I know how to whip.
It's like this. It's like nay nay.
I put my hand upon your hip,
and then we dip. We dip.
We dip.
That's different. That's not a nay nay.
Now, is it?
I know how to ride the train.
Or up on.
Up on.
It's up on.
It's up on.
It's up on.
Upon.
No.
But etymologically speaking, they're the same thing.
Not really.
But not really.
Up on would have a space in between it, and upon doesn't.
That's why I said etymologically speaking, not currently. That's how compound words work, bitch!
So Nate, how do you feel about King Games?
1 of 3.
Zabity.
Grumble.
This is a two-parter.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, it's like this.
What is the worst character in the game?
Which game?
I don't know.
All right.
All right.
And, the guy with the Russian accent.
I know that he just lost it.
I'm going with MacReady.
Rickershaw.
MacReady's fucking worthless.
Katie hates the Russian guy in the bar a lot.
He shouldn't have an accent.
after 200 years in a community.
The robot has an accent, and I get that because he's a robot.
Because it's a robot. Oh, man,
I'm lesbian romance and Curie hardcore, and it's great.
I don't know what my least favorite character is. Man, that's tough.
In her regular form?
No, I put that in a bathtub.
All right.
Oh, what? No, I've got it. Mama, what's her name? The drug addict.
Oh, but you can I have so many drugs.
Yeah, you just hate her.
It's so mad.
I hate her so much.
Check this out, Cogsworth. I'm giving this old lady drugs.
Does anything ever come of that when you give her drugs? Like, I've never got anything.
Yeah, she does give you hints.
She goes on vision quests.
She gives you hints.
Yeah, they're like legit vision quests. Like, the first one she gives is follow the lighted sign into the glowing heart in the behind the dark alley, which is exactly like if you didn't have a thing that shows you where to go, it would exactly lead you to Nick Valentine.
Interesting.
True
like,
story.
They're all like she warns you about the Death Claw when you first meet her. Yeah. If you talk to her and you pass a charisma check, she's like, "I saw this vision of a monster popping up out of the sewers underneath the road and killing everything." And you're like, "Well, that sounds bad. I hope that doesn't happen."
It happened.
It happens.
We didn't pass the charisma.
We did not pass the charisma check.
When Mama needs her sauce, you get Mama her sauce.
All right.
Yeah, like they're actual legit hints about what's going on. And if you try to give her too many drugs, she stops giving. She's like, no, I don't need drugs right now because she doesn't have any more hints to give you.
I changed my mind. The worst character, and I'm sad because he's around forever now, was the DJ on Diamond City Radio is the best.
Oh, I hate him so much.
He's the fish or monster or monster fish.
Oh.
He's hilarious. I love every the time, incompetent DJ.
Everywhere I go that radio station is playing, I'm so mad.
Shut your stupid face.
So
you can go to the bar with the Russian dude and they'll give you a quest to make him not be a shitty DJ.
Sure.
And
where is this?
He becomes a competent DJ.
The Dugout Inn. Go to the Dugout Inn.
Where the fuck's the Dugout Inn?
It's in Diamond City.
Oh, I've never been into it.
One of the miscellaneous ones, like, talk to the Bubble Brother.
You have to have been in there once to get the miscellaneous quest.
Okay, whatever. The point is, they give you a quest to make him not incompetent.
Correct.
And the not incompetent version is boring and not awesome, and the incompetent version was the greatest thing ever.
No.
I'd listen to Diamond City Radio, and I'd be like, shut up, awesome old 40s music. I want to hear the hilariously incompetent guy.
No, I revised my vote.
I used to listen to college radio all the time, so I have a soft spot for incompetent 20-something DJs that suck at their job.
I revised my vote. I almost couldn't finish Vault 81 because there were so many radios in that goddamn place, and they were all playing Diamond City Radio, and I'd step into a room, and I'd be like, I'm going to kill a bitch right now.
It's like the Macarena all over again.
I just can't take this shit.
Given that you're wrong about everything, everyone should understand.
No. The DJ from Diamond City
so
is the
worst.
So we
agree that one of the versions of the DJ from Diamond City Radio is the worst character in Fallout 4.
Boom.
Zaps.
Brian, what was your vote?
I agree with all of you.
Second part of that question, Zavity Grumble.
Grumble.
Nathan, what scotches do you like?
Oh, what's the call? The Jordan bought me one that's like really good. That's my answer.
Yeah.
It has an unpronounceable name.
I don't know.
And the cork broke inside of it, so I had to fucking get the cork out. No, I got it out and I super glued the cork back together.
Does Jordan listen to this?
No.
Okay,
not a chance.
Perfect. We're going to get him a dreidel Christmas tree.
A dreidel Christmas tree?
Yes.
It's going to be so good.
It's like a blue Christmas tree you hang upside
down.
No,
it's like a dreidel shaped like an upside down Christmas tree.
No. It's Christmas tree with dreidels on it. Dreidels on it, like dreidel decorations.
Oh, like a Christmas tree covered in dreidel decorations?
Yeah, I had heard about the Menorahsaurus Rex, and I thought that would be legit.
No, I need to get him something ugly and that he'll hate.
Okay.
His mom's coming like in 2 weeks, so
yes! For that.
She would love that. She would love that dog, man.
Really
when you said that, it was ugly and hate, and then...
Oh, no, I love his mom, but she loves ugly shit.
Gotcha.
Well, right. I'm growing attached.
And she always tells Jordan exactly how he should... Literally, she walked around his house redecorating it the last time she came to visit. And one of the things she did was she took the prank gift Katie bought Jordan last Christmas, which is this ugly-ass dog statue.
It's growing on me. That dog is growing.
And carried it up and put it in the living room, so it's the first thing you see whenever you enter his house.
When she came over, it was like a hurricane tornado of insanity just bossing Jordan around the house. I just wanted to follow her out with a camera just like live streaming what she was doing
to
Jordan.
She was judging his new bedroom furniture.
It's not a scotch, it's a bourbon, but the Willet Pot Still Reserve, which is that
stuff. Which you first had in my
family. Yeah, that stuff's really good.
I would like to be able...
It's technically not a scotch, it's a bourbon, but they're so similar.
I'd like to find a booze I could just drink straight.
They're like $7.50.
There are several boozes I can drink straight.
When I get home, I will double check the brand that I have that Jordan got me, and I will post that in the thread.
So, Katie, you just have to make them out of clay, then they're cheap.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Yeah, like some of these, like two, a set of two is $100.
No!
Jewish people can afford those,
though. They won't pay that, though.
It's tradition, though. That's the price for non-Jewish people.
It's
the Jewish people know how to get the price better.
I didn't know
better.
Nate had to get comfortable around Jewish jokes. So, is it because you're German-Irish?
Grumble? Grumble? Grumble?
Grumble? Oh,
dear God.
Yeah, what? What?
Oh, here's
what?
One from Sears.
So Tort also says here is that he does like Jeremy, so that's a bar you have to beat.
You haven't beat the bar of Jeremy.
And it's not the highest of bars.
It is not.
So he's saying that he likes all Brian's, but okay. His bar is at Jeremy.
Okay, so as long as I beat Jeremy, like I'm breathing,
so it's like, okay. Like beat Jeremy, like actual
like
beat.
I just on beat
air,
him.
Like, yeah, beat him
okay,
on air.
So I could just destroy Jeremy. Yes. I could sit on. I could like idiocracy him and sit on his face.
Not with your hemorrhoids.
Oh no, that means that my poop comes out in a small sheath, right?
Oh. What?
That's like how it works, right? You just shit pancakes.
That's not how hemorrhoids work at all.
I don't know
nothing
how they work.
To do with hemorrhoids.
You should know
pancakes.
You have them.
You
what
should
does
really
shit pancakes
it.
Have to do with?
I'm
do
very,
not Google that.
I'm very we, active.
We should almost have a special episode with all the warnings at the front of it, where we just say, "Okay, only come here expecting this." Where we, in good-natured fun, get all of the racist jokes out of our system.
Exactly.
I don't know
yeah.
that you could that'd physically really get bad. Them all. Don't, out of
I
the
think
system.
We would lose like half of our viewership.
It's honestly called the Crippled System Podcast, and we show it every week.
I was thinking Nate was
going
to go. I
have never
with,
told
like,
my favorite racist joke on this podcast because it's racist as fuck.
I haven't told my favorite one either. Sadly.
I was thinking Nate was going to say we should all take pictures of our poop.
No, no. Where would you get?
Well,
that?
Well, no. It could be a
why
game.
Why would you think I was going to say
because
that?
Because we were talking about shitting pancakes. Okay,
you were talking
about shitting pancakes.
But I am a part of the whole now.
Oh dear God!
Leave the hole alone.
That's
where the hole comes from.
Zappity! Dear God, Zappity!
You're not supposed to clench as you poop.
Zappity! Please, God, Zappity!
Even if you clench, it shouldn't be like a sheet. That's how Chinese anuses work.
But I thought that they didn't do that because they like squat that's down all the way, right?
It's like
that was a callback to how he thought their vaginas were.
Well, no, I don't know how their buttholes work, but I mean,
it's the same as any other person.
Probably not better because they eat all the spicy food
efficiently.
I don't know if that would make it better though. That just might make it a war zone.
Right, but whoa. It would build up like a yeah. like a resistance, like how hobbits can walk barefoot because there's a lot of wear and tear on their feet, so they don't.
So their butthole is calloused.
Yes, that's kind of what I was saying.
Right. So you have to get a pet egg in there.
But wouldn't they, like evolutionarily speaking, like cultures that I'm almost serious right now, almost wouldn't cultures that eat spicy food all the time just have more resilient rectums?
Bowels, maybe, not necessarily rectums.
I'm just saying, like, when you're Swedish as all hell and all you eat is lutefisk and so you just poop out lye.
So
like,
the question is, was there a poop and potato game be a completely different type of thing?
Does a Japanese person feel the same butthole burn from jerk chicken that a Danish person would feel from that same jerk chicken?
Tort was saying that we should have a pooper potato Mark II. In which, as the pictures, we'd have to match the poop with the host.
I think we're getting into the point where we're matching like ethnicity with poops now. Like,
okay.
I think that's where we're going.
This will be an expansion.
I want an answer.
I don't know. I mean, like,
this is a Christmas ornament shaped like a T-shirt with a Christmas tree and a menorah on it. Not a menorah. Yeah, menorah. That's what those are called. Right?
Things are
yeah.
falling apart,
yes.
people.
Yeah, menorah.
Zappity.
Grumble. Dear God, grumble.
It's like the worst thing ever.
It's amazing.
This episode?
Yes.
139, the day will go down in history.
Prime.
What's Neil Breen good at? Oh, fuck. What's Neil Breen good at, and do we see his balls?
Who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know who Neil Breen is.
Don't know.
I'll take a pass.
Zappity.
Grumble.
What weather conditions make for a perfect pitch?
I think you're going to want it just a little wet, but not soggy. Pitch would be a soccer field.
Could be, sure. Or,
I was thinking
or the thing
or a Bud Bowl pitch.
Yeah, I was thinking in baseball you'd want it to be super dry
yeah,
because
super dry.
You wouldn't get the humidity mm-hmm. dragging down your
yeah,
balls.
Yeah, humidity affects the throw.
Neil Breen is an American film actor, architect, director, and writer. He is best known for writing, directing, and I'm not going to click more, but that's as far as it got before I clicked on
it. What did he do? Let's find out.
I'm not clicking more.
Click more.
Fuck.
Click more.
Rabbit hole we go.
Writing, directing, and starring in...
In... Loading.
Fateful Findings, I Am Here Now, and Double Down.
Fuck that guy. Zappity.
Fuck his balls. His releases thus far have been considered cult films.
Nah, whatever.
Zappity.
Fuck Grumble.
He has noted that
there's a
misconception that he's a real estate agent.
Rabbit hole, I jumped out. Grumble. Any of you excited for Overwatch?
Yeah. I'm mildly excited. I can't decide.
But
it looks interesting.
I like not playing it but having access.
I had access for a weekend when I was in the Dells.
Oh. Yeah. I Am Here Now is held in similar esteem with Tommy Wiseau's The Room. So that's the kind of guy he is.
Oh, so he's a...
So he's a shitty director.
He's a shitty B-movie director. He's a modern Ed Wood. And I assume you see his balls in one of his films.
Probably. Ed Wood is probably much better than Tommy Wiseau.
Yes.
How many movies has Tommy Wiseau made?
Well, and I mean, Johnny Zero. Depp played Ed Wood, so that's done. And I'll be playing a lot of Overwatch.
I had played it a few times. I like it. It's pretty cool. It's really polished.
I love games like King Fortress. Those are my favorite kind of shooters.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what Battleborn seems to be like, too. I posted a new picture of Battleborn. I'd take Nathan in it. I don't think he watched it.
I was at work. I haven't watched it yet.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Would having a hot Christmas day be weird or awesome for you all, aside for the obvious global warming implications?
Well, last year was fine. I lived in Arizona for Christmas, so it's...
I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I actually prefer there to be snow on Christmas.
It doesn't feel like December right now. There's lights everywhere and everything, but in Wisconsin, you think that snow in December is typical.
Not anymore.
But last year, it didn't snow until, like, not even 3 days before Christmas.
Snow fell on Christmas Day last year, but didn't stick, as I recall.
Yeah, but it's, like, 40 degrees out.
I don't even care if it sticks. I just like to see it snow on Christmas Day.
I wouldn't mind if it was like 20. It would feel more Christmassy or more holiday-like.
I don't know. Right around freezing. Right around freezing, as long as it's not raining. When it's right around freezing and raining, it's the worst.
But like today I was driving through the roads and like it was foggy out. And I was like, it just feels like a shitty day. Like it doesn't feel like...
It feels like spring.
Yeah.
It feels like when I go out to my mom's for Christmas. My mom lives in Oregon. So all Christmas would be like... basically 40 to 50 degrees
and foggy
and fucking raining all the time.
My ideal winter would be like the day after Thanksgiving, it would just snow like 2 feet and then they would plow the roads and none of it would melt and it wouldn't snow again until it all melted in March.
Exactly. That's what I'd feel.
There would be 2 feet of snow everywhere that normally there's grass and the roads and sidewalk would be clear.
Well, and like
that would be fucking perfect.
The Wisconsin like theme is like if you're driving in Wisconsin in snow, like you can do just fine. Like we grill in snow and it's fine. Like Andy grilled in December yesterday.
Yeah.
But now it's like we're spoiled because we don't get that anymore. I was in New Jersey like years ago, and when there was a half inch of snow on the ground,
people
everybody thought
mind.
It was fucking murderous for driving around in it at the speed limit.
Delaware was predicted to have less than an inch of snow. They wound up with like a quarter of an inch, but it was predicted to be less than an inch at its most, and the governor shut down all local state resources.
The East Coast
everything
is
was closed.
Just ridiculous.
It's just absurd. But then you see something like Atlanta where they got, what, like 2 inches and it caused accidents everywhere because they didn't even have salt or plow.
Past that inch, like, it's a big deal if you don't do that. Like, Texas is another one where if they get more than an inch,
it's real bad. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But Delaware actually has plows and stuff. They use them like once a winter.
Mm-hmm.
Zappity.
So I think what we're going to have to do is buy a white tree and put blue bulbs on it with like a couple of decorations because they're super expensive.
Yeah, right. Or just buy him a Christmas tree decorated single dreidel.
Ooh, here's dreidels, but they're sports dreidels. They're only $7 and you get four.
But he doesn't like sports.
That's
even better. Buy him 4 Patriots dreidels.
Sports dreidels for Christmas tree for the Jew. It's going to be a good magical holiday. Happy Kwanzaa. I think it's... Is it Happy Kwanzaa or is it Merry Kwanzaa?
I don't know.
Nathan knows. Zappity.
Grumble.
We're done.
Hey-o.
Recommendations?
Are you going to recommend things?
I was trying to find a video because your thing about the stuff in the thing.
That's my phrase.
The Death Claw in the basement. Because there's a funny... I can't find it, though. But there was a funny video where this guy is like going in the sewers and he goes into Vast to shoot a Raider.
Right.
And the first bullet hits the Raider in the face, and then the camera like zooms and pans, and it shows his character from the front to do the kill shot. And behind the guy in slow motion, you just see a Yagwai lunging at the main character just in slow motion. And the guy like pauses the game, and it's just like 3 seconds of the game being paused, and the player's just like, and then he unpauses and it like turns to shoot, and it just gets mauled to death instantly. Like one bite, instant kill.
It is
the funniest fucking video.
Pretty amazing video.
That's find it though, but it's hilarious because the camera goes, you just see the Yagwai just behind him, just in midair.
So I have.
So I assume most people do this, maybe not. I have my charisma gear and then my playing the game gear. I have like
I just have charisma 10 all the time.
I have a coat that's +3 charisma, and then glasses that are +1, a hat that's +1. So I go from a 6 to an 11 whenever I want to like actually talk.
I went
to
up to a 16 earlier today, but
yeah. So like I've got my charisma gear that I put on in town. I stopped at Diamond City on the way to clear out a, as it turned out, place full of gunners that were high on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And forgot to change my outfit back. And I couldn't figure out why with my explosive shotgun that deals damage to everything in an area, every time I pulled the trigger, I would just die. Like, just instantly.
I knew.
You're playing wrong. You keep your charisma gear on all the time. Because let me tell you what happened. The second drunk... Well, you guys watched the one when I drunk last week.
Yeah.
Was the first thing that happened is I went to some place, and I got attacked by a behemoth, 2 Eltha Deathclaws, and a Deathclaw.
Sure.
And I didn't fire a shot, and I took care of all 4 of them. Because the first Eltha Deathclaw... killed a Deathclaw,
right,
and then started hurting the behemoth, and then the second Alpha Deathclaw also fought the behemoth, and that's how you play the game.
No.
You don't need guns when you have charisma high enough to just point at people and go kill the rest of your friends.
See, all of my perks are in the luck tree, so that every time I do something, ridiculous noises happen. Because every trigger in the luck tree has a noise associated with it. So, like, when you hit Idiot Savant, it's like, G'day! And when you hit the 4-leaf clover, it's like, ay, 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 ay.
What is... The pacify thing, you say different things depending on their species, and some of them are so hilarious.
That does sound pretty good,
and
too.
Stupid. Like, she gets really... Well, she is a woman, but, like, she's confused. She's like, there, that's a nice... mosquito?
That's pretty good. But, yeah, I enjoy the luck tree a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like the voice that your character has.
His actual voice?
It is a little... Well, I guess there would be way too much voice acting to have voice choices. I guess from playing, like, Baldur's Gate and everything...
You get spoiled.
I liked having... Yeah, I was spoiled by having voice options.
I really like voice options in games. Even when it's just 4 or 5, I really like it.
But there's so much voice dialogue in this
game. But there's a lot of dialogue in this game for them to have recorded it all with multiple voices.
It's just a very high voice
I did
for
just
a
do
man.
For a man, it
plastic
is.
Surgery and a new haircut for my character, so she looks nothing like she looked yesterday.
I do need to go get some of the tattoos that I picked up a lot of taboo tattoos, and I haven't been to a facial person since.
Really pointed out... Well, all the tattoos are just on the forehead, at least all the ones I've had,
really?
Which are doing just giant forehead stamps. And I gave a new haircut, and it means like you're wasting your time. I'm like, why, this haircut's great. And then I got out of the barber chair and immediately had my helmet and glasses on. Like, oh yeah, I spent like an hour with this haircut, and I spent a fucking like 45 fucking minutes dicking around with my eyeliner, because there's like 8 different sections
there
of the
are,
eyes,
there
and I was
are.
Getting all the colors to match and coordinate. Like, I was going gay as hell with making my eyeliner beautiful, and then my sunglasses immediately just went on over them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, my when I talk to people outfit has clear glasses. I specifically picked them because you can actually see more of my character. I wear the general's hat, and I wear the outfit I got from the guy that teaches Macbeth to super mutants, and I wear the clear glasses.
I have not met that guy.
So, Kieran,
yeah, you have. Oh, in your new game, you mean?
Yeah.
He's not a companion.
He gives you strong... I mean, that's how
yeah,
you
he
get
gives
strong.
You strong.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, Kiri randomly picked up a super sledge and won't stop using it. So I guess Kiri just likes melee. She doesn't like shooting.
She only likes
so
melee.
I gave her my Grognak the Barbarian loincloth.
Nice.
She rocks that.
The synth Kiri. Apparently there's a way to turn Kiri into a synth.
Like 5 minutes into traveling with her, she's like, I want human body. And then 2 seconds later, she has one. Like, it's not a thing.
I haven't traveled with her at all, but... there's like 5 companions that have quests. But it's this big thing that they have their quests, and then they're all like 30-second quests.
I've decided my character's a lesbian, because I romanced all the women first.
Right.
And I also like robots, and so now I have a lesbian robot, and it's amazing. Because she's like, these human emotions, they're confusing to me. And I'm like, what about the emotions we have? She's like, stop, you make it more confused. My Kiri is apparently Italian.
My Kiri's not Italian. I don't know.
Hey, Pastor Fajona, we travel together, eh? As a robot. It's nice.
So who's the racist?
Now
one?
You've turned in. I'm
allowed to be racist against Italians. I'm German.
What?
I'm German. You work for us. We're like, we're gonna conquer the world, and you're like, can we help? I'm like, okay, come on, Beanie. Benito Mussolini.
Yes, I'm aware what you meant.
Okay. And you're like, yay, I'm helping! And you didn't fucking help because they... Oh, you suck so bad.
It's okay, you just killed my people in droves.
Yay, yeah. Like my people... Most of the people the Germans killed were, like, you know, in the German area.
Yeah, I'm Polish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
Zappity?
This makes sense.
Yeah.
Zappity, Grumble.
I thought we were done with
the recommendation.
My grandparents had fled Germany prior to World War II.
My grandparents fled after World War II.
Well, they should have fled before. Mine did.
Oh.
That's that Polish sense. They're always doing shit after it's supposed to really be done.
God.
Wow. I recommend a board game called Duel.
You son of a bitch.
I like it. It's Seven Wonders for two players. Me and Jeremy played a couple times.
We tried it out. It was really
when
fun. This afternoon.
This afternoon.
Okay.
So it's. I mean, it's very much plays like Seven Wonders. Even people who made Seven Wonders always kind of said, you know, there's two player rules, but you should always play with more people because Seven Wonders is really fun with, like, you know, five plus people. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few games I can play with like eight people and it's still fun.
Agreed.
Because it's, you know, it's everything is simultaneous and Duel takes about it's. And usually when I say a two-player game, I always say play War of the Ring because it's the best two-player game. But if you only have like 25 minutes, this is a good game.
This is really good. And it like Seven Wonders, once you've like played it, it plays very quickly. Even our first game was fairly quick, but we played a second game and it was just like boom, bam, boom, bam.
Is it a speed game?
It's not a speed game.
But I mean, it's got the same core mechanics of you're collecting the cards. The military works different and the science works different, but everything else basically works the same. There's like three ways to win.
Actually, they made an improvement to the gold cards, which I like.
Yeah, the gold cards are kind of cool.
The gold cards are better now.
Every turn you play a card, you build one of your wonders, or you discard a card for money. And the more gold cards you have, the more money the card's worth.
Do you draft?
You don't. There's a middle of the board. You pick
more like Mahjong. Like if you've ever played solitaire Mahjong,
sure.
Whereas
sure.
You reveal tiles as you pick
you
tiles.
Make the turtle.
No.
Yeah, so they come in different.
Again? No, they come in different shapes. Like at least the one I play.
Well, there's different shapes. There's actually different shapes.
There are different shapes for this too. Yeah. For each age.
No, turtling's when you poop a little bit, and you don't poop all the way until you get actually get in. No, it's a turtle.
Because
they pop their little head out.
Yeah, I've heard it being called turtling. Like, you know, if you're like, I gotta get to the bathroom, I'm turtling right now.
And both of our games,
prairie dog is real bad right now.
Yeah, it's a fun game. And both of our games were very, very close. And even the first game, and it was.
And we definitely increased our score a little bit after having played it once, but not like a huge amount.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a two-player game and you already like Seven Wonders, this is really good two-player Seven Wonders-ish game.
All right. Mm-hmm. Who else has a recommendation?
I recommend My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
The TV show?
It's really cute.
If you like comedy, it's a musical.
Yes.
It is a musical.
Well, it's not like purely musical. There's a couple of musical segments in each episode.
It's musical-like, but there is definitely music.
Is that like half-hour episodes?
It's an hour-long show.
It's only like 40 minutes.
I was completely turned off from the premise of the show.
It's actually
funny.
Really
it's all
really
funny. Same thing with that and like Jane the Virgin.
That I haven't watched.
Also,
I can't say anything.
Previews just do not do anything for me.
And I like Jane
the
Virgin as well. There.
Yeah.
It's actually really, it's funny and cute. I recommend
What's the one that's not Jane the Virgin that has Ellie Kemper in it?
I can't think of who that is offhand.
The redhead one. Like, I think it's a Netflix series, the comedy one, where she was in a cult or whatever.
Oh! That was funny, too. Yes.
What's her name's, the thing with the stuff.
What's her name's, the thing. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's like
the bunker women.
The bunker women,
The mole women.
Unbreakable
Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
That's pretty funny, super cute, too.
The mole women.
It's what they always refer to him as, the mole women of Indiana.
Shadow Boys.
The mole women of Indiana. Yeah. I'm going to recommend a movie that Katie and I watched last night because it was funny.
Burlesque.
And also it's funny to recommend it for less. Well, I did not see Krampus. Okay.
The scene where she's naked but you can't see anything makes me sad.
Yeah.
Burlesque?
Yeah.
Turns out
Christina Aguilera is hot.
Well, yeah.
That's not like... No, I'm thinking of Chicago. Never mind.
No, this is not... I did not particularly care for Chicago.
I need to see
Burlesque.
Like
Burlesque Chicago. Is actually good. You can borrow it. We have it on DVD, as it turns out. It's Cher.
Like, Chicago.
And
like, when that won Best Picture, it was like, duh, here's the secret of being Best Picture. Make a movie that literally everybody likes.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Never seen it.
I liked Burlesque better than
Chicago. The songs are great.
Not all the songs are great. Some of the songs I actively hate.
So Burlesque is not on Netflix or Hulu at all.
It might be on Netflix. I don't know. Katie bought the DVD like for $3 somewhere last year.
Okay,
so
yeah.
We watched it.
Yeah.
What song do you actively hate?
Pretty much all of the ones that are sung by not Catherine Zeta-Jones, but the other female lead, whose name I'm forgetting right now.
The blonde lady?
Yeah, who I should totally know her name.
Come on, you got Both Reach for the Gun, you got Cellophane, you got Razzle Dazzle, you got Mama Morgan, you got the song that all the women sing about how they killed their husbands.
That one's funny. That song's funny. That song's funny. Yeah, that worries me a little. You also like to watch Snap.
Wait, you made the grumpy face at Mr. Cellophane?
Yeah.
That's an amazing song.
Mr. Cellophane was good. I can't.
Yeah, like Ben Vereen rocked that shit back in the 70s when Chicago was on Broadway.
Maybe it was great on Broadway. I don't like it as a movie. I've never seen it on Broadway, so I can't say.
Well, I've actually never seen a Broadway picture. Burlesque is a super cute show.
Burlesque is a super cute show. That is the point.
I just like
music. Burlesque is if Coyote Ugly and Moulin Rouge had a baby and it was sexy.
Okay, well, I like both those
movies. Right, exactly. So, yeah. It's enjoyable.
When I watched Moulin Rouge, I was like, I thought to myself, I think God I'm enjoying this too much.
I actually really like Moulin Rouge.
I think it's a funny movie.
I don't know. Amanda!
God damn it. She told me we saw Burlesque in the theater.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I can't remember my birthday. I don't remember seeing Burlesque.
You can't remember your whole birthday?
No, I can't.
That's
a good birthday.
He is on his seventh Miller High Life in this hour and a half.
Miller Genuine Draft. Let's get it right.
On his birthday, I assume he drinks 100 of them. And that's maybe almost equivalent to his one shot.
I once drank... I didn't do Miller Genuine Draft, but I once drank 36 PBRs.
You should have seen our Kirklands at War Machine Weekend.
I did, unfortunately.
And then Nate kept filtering us his shitty beer. Somehow it got to our Mysterium table, and it was like the worst fucking Blue Moon beer.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't what I bought, because what would happen was...
That was shitty. You left it there.
I brought great beer.
And you would trade with people for shitty beer.
And I traded people, here's some beer. And they're like, this is some like 800, magic rating oatmeal stout that only blind Tibetan monks make in the gut. And it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. It tastes like ass. And so I would just give it to other people.
Yeah, it was really bad.
None of it was New Glarus. Stop giving me beers that aren't New Glarus.
The only beer that somebody traded me was the Hookses gave me some Belgian Quad. And I was like, this I will take. This is a good trade.
I don't know. The only good trade I got was Max and reaffirming that my beer was like Natty Light.
It was a lot like Natty Light.
Give me...
But from Sam's Club.
Something Miller. No, I don't need another one that's tapped on. I'm just using an example. Give me something Miller, either Genuine Jaffed or MGD. Or not MGD. That is
MGD
what
this is.
Or the High Life of Beers, the Champagne of Beers, the High Life. Yep. Give me one of those. Give me something New Glarus, or give me a fruity drink with an umbrella in it, because those are what I like to drink.
That was one
Long
thing
Island
that was
iced
missing.
Or Long Island Iced Teas.
Yeah, but that's kind of fruity. Amazing. Like, that doesn't taste like booze in it.
Long Island Iced Tea might be one of the most amazing inventions ever.
Yeah. I think, like, as
like
soon as...
$2 at Applebee's, brah.
As soon as Root Beer and Fireball got done, I think that kind of beats it out.
I like Root Beer and Fireball. I like a lot of those things, but I'm sorry. A well-made Long Island Iced Tea will fuck the shit out of you and be a delicious while it does.
You were part of that group, didn't we? All go to what was that after that? We went to Applebee's and
We did Applebee's and there were a bunch of different Long Islands.
Yeah, like $2 for like this. Wow.
I think Amanda had one. She probably reaffirmed that from downstairs.
And they when you get a $2 Long Island Iced Tea at a chain restaurant, you assume that there's like an eyedropper of alcohol in
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That thing was fuck you in your face.
Yeah. Nate crashed into a light pole.
I did, and that was before getting in my car.
That's
and
terrifying.
Then you got into your car.
Somebody's car.
Do you have any recommendations?
Recommend something.
Yes. $2 Long Island Iced Teas.
Sure.
There you go.
I don't recommend Applebee's. They're shit. At least the Applebee's by us. I gave them two tries, and I got steaks both times. And they serve their steaks on like hot plates, and everybody at the table still sizzling. But the problem is that those fuckers don't understand transitive heat, because they cook it. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they cooked
it
medium rare like I wanted to, because
then
it only gets steaks
like,
medium rare. You shouldn't have to tell them how you want your steak, by the way. If I order a fucking steak, you give me a fucking steak and it's fucking medium rare, because that's the only way you serve a fucking steak. This is America. Do it right. But anyway, if you want to order it well, fuck you. You don't get a steak.
Yeah,
Jewish
people.
What if people like it rare, though?
It doesn't taste as good rare. Raylene orders her steaks black and blue, and I swear to God, I want to beat her black and blue for ruining her steaks. It is scientifically proven that it tastes better when you caramelize the fat and the proteins and separate the connective tissue by cooking to medium rare. It tastes the best. It digests the best. It's the most healthful. Not healthy, healthful. It's the most healthful. It's the most flavorful. Medium fucking rare. Anything else and you're a monster. Anyway, so I order it medium rare, but they bring it to the table on a hot plate, so by the time it gets to me, it's like fucking well done.
And it's like, yeah, shitheads.
Applebee's is not where you don't order. Why would you get a steak at Applebee's?
Yeah, you're kind of. I had an Applebee's gift card and I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
So order like why? Loaded because, baked potato nachos or something.
Because Chili's makes fucking amazing steaks for the price.
Sometimes. They don't,
for the price. I'm saying they're getting, for a $15 plate that has a steak and potatoes and broccoli on it, that steak is damned good.
I
but there's a top heavy on steak. Like you go to Benvenuto's, their steak is maybe 15 or 20. And you
it's not that much better.
You know, I mean, but I'm saying, I think it's good. Think but it's, you can't get any better than, like, I'll spend $50. It tastes just as much as that $15 steak.
Yes. I get better steaks at Costco than at Applebee's.
Yeah.
No. Like, Chili's makes, I will happily get a ribeye steak at Chili's.
Chili's got a lot of good food. I really like Chili's.
I like Chili's. Pedro's, and Pedro's fucking
Pedro's fucking terrible. Sorry. That's why they closed down and they put a buffet there, and that buffet is legit.
As long as it's not OCB.
What is happening? Recommendation.
Applebee's. I think it is.
That's right. I'm good with. My recommendation
you said
is
$2 Long Island.
A killing spree.
Hurry up.
That's it. If you see anybody ordering a steak and it's not medium rare, just kill them. It's better for the society as a whole.
Just like America.
Yes.
So my recommendation is that, you know, I have troubles with my hands. After tattooing for so long, you're holding like a 3-pound, 4-pound machine and just working long hours. It really hurts your hand after a while. So painting gets tough for me after a bit. But the big thing is pinning. Like, I cannot pin a model. Like, one pin, I cannot do. So I ended up picking up a Dremel Micro, and they actually Dremel sells like they sell like drill bits, and it actually works until you actually go into pewter and then realize that no, this was from because
assuming there was a story.
No, this is the hand that I use to control the Dremel, but the Dremel Micro saves my hand a bunch. But the big ass Band-Aid on my thumb is from. I've run out of X-Acto scalpels, and I use like the zircon edge that they have, that gold one now. So what I've done is I've reappropriated my old number 15 scalpels to clean my mold lines. So since I got Barathrum and another destroyer at Who's the Boss, I decided to start cleaning it. And you know, I do the whole like peel an apple thing with my good hand. The thing is if you drive a scalpel into your hand, it's like, you know, a surface cut, maybe a little deeper. But if you drive a number 15 scalpel into your hand, it cuts down to the bone.
Yep.
So my hand looks like I have heroin addict track marks because I've been cleaning so many models from building like circle and painting it that it just looks terrible. So every time when one's healing, I cut another one. So now I've got, you know, a big ass Band-Aid on my hand.
I got a paper cut right here, and it's probably like the same thing.
Troubles of an accountant.
I was opening an envelope.
Paper cuts fucking hurt. I'd rather get cut by a scalpel than paper because scalpels are so sharp that you barely feel it. Like when I got my tongue split,
hurts.
I did not notice it until my brain communicated that pain to me. And I almost passed out from it. The only time in my life I've ever almost passed out from a body modification.
Ouch.
And it was rough. But like a paper cut, the minute that thing fibers through your body, you feel every single fucking inch of it.
A sharp blade kills all the nerves that it hits.
Like, well, the thing is...
But a rough thing like a paper, it irritates so many more blades, many more nerves. That those things all scream.
I remember getting the paper cut.
Yep, the paper cuts just make your teeth grind, and it's just bad stuff. But a scalpel, you
can
do whatever.
Why are we still talking about this?
How about this? When you order fucking pasta, they don't say, how do you want the noodles? They cook it fucking al dente because that's how you cook pasta.
Some people like it better cooked, though.
No, you don't get like to ask for that shit.
I mean,
you order pasta,
you do get it
al dente because that's the correct way to cook it. Why are steaks not that way?
Yeah.
Can I say my recommendation so we can go?
Yeah. We have 10 minutes until the 5-minute warning.
Where are you going to go, Andy?
I'm
downstairs.
What's your recommendation, Andy?
Andy, you seem irritated. Is your recommendation not to be on this podcast?
Andy's going to start a guild.
I'm afraid to produce this for the other second, the second contact strike that we'll have on.
We're fine.
They'll get over it. Though, so
but I thought we were. I thought we weren't officially related. I thought it was two different streams.
Yeah, just have Jeremy show his boobs before the podcast.
In fairness,
that'll be fine.
Katie and I are both against the Holocaust.
I am against the Holocaust as well.
I am also against the Holocaust.
It went a little too far.
See, now you're making it sound like if I jump into it, I previously was, I'm against.
Polish people are really good. They have... sausage, that's good, right?
I love how in Twilight 2000 RPG the Polish had like conquered the world. I thought that was really cool.
The first time Katie and I played Crusader Kings, we played as a Polish like minor noble and like took over all of Poland and then tried to go other places No, we were able to take over all of Poland just fine, but everybody else had their shit way more together than Poland.
Is that kind of like the joke that the only war the French ever won was against the
themselves?
French?
Yeah. The only thing we could do with you, we married this chick in Spain, and she could win wars when we sent our troops from Poland down.
I saw a screenshot of, like, Crusader Kings, like, forum, and the thread titles are, like, without context, these are, like, the greatest things ever. Like, oh, how can I have sex with the Pope?
Yeah.
You know, like, all these things, like, without context, these are the how greatest
do I,
questions.
How do I kill my idiot son? Yeah. It's a popular forum topic on Crusader Kings 2.
Oh my god, without context, this is amazing!
What's your recommendation?
It's really hard to kill your
son. I have not played Game of Thrones mod yet, no.
We send him into war constantly, and he just always comes back.
Yeah, our idiot son's like invincible in war with his like three marshals.
So he's like, you know, the humongous.
Andy's recommendation is slowly turning into become a hermit.
That's your recommendation, Andy.
Andy, what's your recommendation?
My recommendation was to watch some Muppets. Before it reboots, because the first 10 episodes, or at least the first 9 episodes, have been amazing, and they fired their showrunner, so they're going to reboot the season.
Doesn't Kermit have, like, a new girlfriend, too? Like, what? He's two-time in Miss Piggy?
But no,
it's gonna
broke up.
It's going to come back completely different.
But whatever comes back.
Have you seen the new Muppets at all?
No, I haven't.
It's actually, that's the funny thing about
I'm still stuck on Jessica Jones.
The new showrunner, like, the Muppets is one of the highest-rated new series. Like, mm-hmm. It's getting really good ratings, so it's confusing to me that they'd fire the showrunner.
I think, well, there's a difference opinion between those. It's kind of like almost like Frank Darabont when he got fired from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I
think they're going to change how the Muppets... I mean, they're going to change...
Yeah, they're going to reboot it, was my understanding.
Yeah. It's sad because what they have now works really well. You should stick around for the first... Just watch the first episode. With
well,
us
I'll see how Amanda's doing down two there. Episodes.
She's probably ready to blow her brains out
pilots
after listening to me
rough.
Talk.
She's having fun.
Long.
All right, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
We should hurry.
We still have 11
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, she passed.
We don't have 11 minutes. We were here for like a couple minutes before I hit start.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, thanks for watching
thanks for
and
watching.
Stuff.
Your episode name was in my phone under Schultz.
I love Polish people. They're a proud and noble race.
They are. Maybe too proud.